AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
On the fourth anniversary of Saddam's fall, calls for the U.S. to get out of Iraq. An Iowa boy captures the Masters.
I've dreamt about it for years.
Don Imus says he's sorry again.
I'm a good person. Well, I said a bad thing.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, 4 years after the statue of Saddam toppled in Baghdad, a demonstration by tens of thousands of supporters of Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr demanding the U.S. get out of Iraq. Reporter Pete Gao has more.
Protesters are gathering in the holy city in Najaf, having been called by Muqtada al-Sadr into the city to demonstrate against the continued American presence on this day that marks the fourth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad.
There have been no reports of violence associated with the demonstrations. It was a bloody weekend for U.S. forces in Iraq, and all 10 troops were killed, six of them yesterday. CBS News military consultant retired Army Major Mike Lyon says the jury is still out on the success of the troop buildup.
Clearly, these casualties are not something that the American forces want to take right now. We thought the area would be a little more secure, but I think it's going to take a couple more months before we really understand whether or not this particular strategy of adding more troops is going to work or not.
And today also marks another Iraq anniversary. Here's CBS's Jim Crisula.
Matt Maupin went missing in Iraq April 9, 2004, when his fuel truck convoy was ambushed. Yellow ribbons still adorn parking meters and trees in his hometown of Batavia, Ohio, just outside Cincinnati. His parents keep the faith by volunteering at a center that processes care packages for troops in Iraq. Each contains a picture of Matt Maupin.
Well, as the war drags on, Army records show a growing number of soldiers are being charged with desertion or going AWOL. We're live with CBS News correspondent Dan Ravid.
The New York Times says the number of Army deserters has been rising, and now 6% are being prosecuted, up from 2% brought before a court-martial in recent years. A spokesman for the Army, Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hilferty, says the desertion rate is still way below 1%, and he says, based on studies, deserters are not protesting the Iraq War.
They tend to be young, about 20 years old, within 6 or 8 months of joining the Army, and they have personal, family, or financial problems.
The vast majority are not prosecuted. Live in Washington, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Add another voice to the chorus calling for the head of Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. Newt Gingrich, who's mulling a possible Republican presidential bid, says it's time for a house cleaning.
It would be helpful to have a new team at Justice that can focus on serving the country, because the current team is going to spend the next year and a half in investigations. It's just going to be an unending mess.
Gingrich told Fox News Sunday Gonzalez's credibility has been destroyed. The White House is confronting new headaches, ironically, over a communication system designed to avoid trouble. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what's this all about?
Nick, it's all about a separate political email system aimed at avoiding accusations of use of government computers for partisan politics. The Los Angeles Times reports the Republican Party gave laptops to White House political advisors back in 2001. Now, last month, Deputy Press Secretary Dana Perino confirmed a handful of White House aides had political email accounts.
Certain White House officials who have responsibilities that straddle both worlds.
Now congressional Democrats want to know if that political communication system was used to discuss the fired prosecutors and other sensitive issues, Nick.
Well, at Guantanamo, military officials as well as lawyers for the prisoners say 13 detainees are on a new hunger strike to protest conditions in a maximum security complex that opened in December. It's the largest number to be force-fed over an extended period of time since last year. Well, he's not exactly a household name, but he's the man sporting golf's coveted green jacket today.
Who is the new Masters champion?
I'm Zach Johnson, and I'm from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That's about it. I mean, I'm a normal guy.
Johnson held off a late charge by Tiger Woods to win the Masters.
What a shot by Zach Johnson.
Johnson says he wasn't following every shot by Woods, but
you may not know where Tiger is, but you can feel him. For obvious reasons.
Woods ended up tied for second, two strokes behind the winner. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
Consolidate high-interest credit card bills into one new low monthly payment.
Call the mortgage store, 303-423-7171.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez in for John M. with an AM 760 local news update. We may know today if Joe Nocio will take the stand in his own defense. The former Quest CEO on trial for insider trading, legal analyst Scott Robinson, says it's tough to say whether Nocio wants to tell his side of the story in front of the jury.
Well, the impact of a defendant testifying is incalculable, and that's part of the reason lawyers are sometimes very hesitant to put their clients on the stand.
Nacho accused of dumping $101 million worth of stock just before it tanked. An autopsy conducted by the Arapahoe County Coroner's Office is inconclusive on the death of a 3-year-old Aurora girl. The girl's mom's been arrested on child abuse charges, though. Susie Ida Corte is being held in the Aurora City Jail on $500,000 bond. Investigators waiting on toxicology reports. Colorado will start negotiating for better prices on generic prescription drugs for those who don't have health insurance. That new law starts next year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Good morning. Looks like it's got a pretty quiet start to the drive with no major collisions or problems around the metro area. We did have a report of a possible car fire northbound 25 near County Line. Looks like that may not be a factor. A lot of low-lying fog, though, so that could slow down your drive a bit. Otherwise, I-25 in good shape through the tech center into downtown. We're all good on I-70 out to DIA. Now, if you're into the high country, we do have a rollover crash reported westbound I-70 east of Evergreen Parkway. That will definitely slow down your drive there. Of course, we have icy patches between Vail and Idaho Springs. Loveland Pass is closed due to the adverse weather. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with some late day showers and a high of 6.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as $199 a month, request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Went to the Denver Merchandise Mart, though, on Saturday, and went to the Easy Rider Motorcycle Show, and a lot of great bikes out there. They're, you know, works of art, really, is what they are. And Peter Boyles, who has a motorcycle show that is syndicated around the country, and also here, it's on AM 760. I appeared on that show with him briefly, and it was good to be on the air here on a Saturday, and had a great time out there. Well, John Turk, who produces this show, what'd you do? Sit back and watch the Masters, and Tiger Woods didn't pull it off?
I watched a lot of golf this weekend, and it was quite, you know, I know you're not into watching, probably not watching golf on TV, but it was pretty thrilling yesterday. I mean, he made a run of it towards the end. He eagled the 15th hole, but just came up a little short.
Yeah. Didn't quite get there.
But hey, the little guy won. Chalk one up for the little guy, Zach Johnson. I think he's only like 5'7", so it's always nice to see one of those little guys win.
Yeah, man, you got it. All right, ton of stuff to talk about this morning, and it seems like I say that every morning. We have the John McCain story, which is still alive and well. Did NBC 60 Minutes last night with Scott Pelley and John McCain, and that was pretty interesting. I noticed that CBS did not tell the rest of the story last night, not to swipe something from the world's oldest Nazi, Paul Harvey, but they didn't give you the rest of the story. I mean, they didn't talk about the fact that after McCain had left, that those 22 Shiite merchants or people working in that market had been kidnapped and their hands and feet bound and tied, and then they were either shot or their throats were cut. And then also that a car bomb went off there, a couple of them, I guess, 36 hours after McCain and Lindsey Graham had been there. But CBS never brought that up. Last night, we'll talk to somebody who's an Iraqi veteran, and we'll get his point of view on this whole thing with McCain and McCain's claims about the surge, which I thought the stuff that had leaked out on Friday about McCain being on there, the stuff that had leaked out had said, well, he was going to say that he misspoke, and he was going to take responsibility for having misspoke. But what we saw last night at 6 on 60 Minutes, it was more or less a profile of John McCain, and he didn't really say, at least I didn't hear him say, that he misspoke, and maybe he did say that and I missed it, but when I watched it, I didn't hear him saying it. I thought it was kind of interesting that the question was put to him about, well, you endorse and you support a policy that the majority of Americans do not support and do not endorse, and that is us staying in Iraq. And he said, well, and he gave some answer about how I have to do what I think is right, or I've said over and over again that we can't afford to lose this, and on. And I turned to Mary and asked her, I said, well, if you're running and the majority of Americans do not support your position on a major foreign policy issue, how the hell do you think you're going to get elected? But he's going to hang in there. Then the other thing that came up at dinner about him Saturday night, we went out with some friends of ours, and we were talking about this, and actually Mary brought it up. And this question hasn't really been raised publicly since Ronald Reagan. John McCain is, what, 70 years old, I believe? So when he takes office, if he were to win, he would be 72, almost 73. Does his age bother you? Does the age of a president of the United States, does that bother you? Now, McCain got snippy last night when that question was put towards him. He said, well, that's a line of questioning I really don't want to follow. And it was pointed out to him that the majority of Americans said a president should be somewhere in their 50s. And so that age was a consideration to the majority of the people that answered that poll. So I wonder if age is a consideration with you. And I know there's a lot of you who might be tempted to answer this early in the morning, and you would answer, it is an issue, because John McCain may not be exactly the person that you'd want to vote for. I'm very turned off by him and would not vote for him, but there's a lot of you out there. I guess what I'm trying to say is, okay, if you want to answer this question, let's make sure it's not on political terms. Let's just make sure that the answer would apply across the board. So it wouldn't make any difference whether John McCain were a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. Does age bother you when somebody is seeking the White House? Then the other thing about those folks running for the White House is there is an Associated Press article out this morning. Most OA candidates lack military record. The 2008 presidential campaign is a long way away, and the rhetoric the 2000 presidential campaign is long on war rhetoric and short on warriors, despite the high-profile roles of battle against terrorism and conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. In the presidential race, few of the candidates can claim military experience on their resumes. Of the top tier of 2008 candidates, only Republican John McCain has been to war and has worn a uniform. Yet while the demand for a president with a military background might be expected to run in the high numbers, the high figures, particularly after September the 11th, many folks don't see it that way. A lot of people don't care. Polls indicate that while people having a military background can be helpful to presidential candidates, a majority of adults say that it's not essential. Many people say candidates who served as governor, member of Congress, or business executives are prepared for the Oval Office and might be more prepared for the Oval Office than a general or an admiral. All right, so does that bother you that they don't have any military background with the exception of McCain? So the two questions out here in the first hour here this morning is, number one, age of somebody who would run for the presidency, and then number two, what about the fact that they do or do not have any military experience? There's no right or wrong in this. There's only your feelings as to how you think this thing ought to shake out. 303-713-7600. Does age matter to you? Is there such a thing as being too old to be president of the United States? And what about military background? If they have never been in the military, do you see that as being a handicap?
Ed Schultz here. You know, not so long ago, I stopped by Front Range Preventive Imaging and had a heart scan, and I'm glad I did. Dr. Blanchett, tell our listeners about why they might want to have one, too.
Thanks, Ed. I take pride in the fact that Front Range Preventive Imaging is one of only two centers in Colorado offering EBT heart imaging. According to the American Heart Association's scientific paper on heart imaging, published in October 2006, EBT imaging is the most accurate heart scan and uses the least radiation. Ask your doctor if a heart scan would be a good idea for you. You have only one heart. Keep it healthy. Insist on an EBT heart scan. Call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN to schedule your EBT heart scan. Or learn more about EBT heart scans as well as lung cancer screening and virtual colonoscopy by visiting our website at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
Park immediately depreciates. It immediately depreciates, which means you immediately take an economic hit. And the way to get around that is to go to Rocky's Autos because they have the largest selection of clean, late model, used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in all of Colorado. Let somebody else go through that depreciation problem and then go find the vehicle you really, really want. And they have over 600 diverse models on the lot. We're talking Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. They've even got Dodge and Ford and Chevy and a whole lot more. If you want it, chances are they've got it. And there's a car there for everyone. And if you want to go out there and look at 5 or 6 cars, go see my friends the Alshires, Tom and Marv. My brother's the Alshires, Tom and Marv Alshire. Go see Spanky Herrera. Go see Gerard Menard or Freddie Labrato or Jim Monroe or Johnny Mays or any of the really good people working at Rockies. And they'll take the time to go over all of the vehicles with you. Check out their inventory online at RockiesAutos.com or get by there and see them. Their matching down incentive is still going on. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and they're located right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
1, 2, 3, 4. Colorado's energy industry is humming. 70,000 jobs, $500 million in state and local taxes, using responsible, environmentally sensitive practices to tap Colorado's energy resources. Our homegrown energy means a thriving economy, which is why people are asking the Colorado State Legislature and Governor Bill Ritter for a sound and sensible energy blueprint to guide us over the next decade. Some in the state capitol have gone in another direction, promoting a mishmash of bills that threaten to damage our energy economy.
Sorry.
But we're optimistic cooler heads will prevail. Colorado's energy economy is just too important. State legislators like Senators Sue Wendells and Peter Groff have always worked for sensible laws. Ask them to do the same when it comes to Colorado's energy industry. With legislators like them and support from us, we can keep Colorado's energy industry on track. And the sounds of success coming. Paid for by the Colorado Land and Energy Alliance.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Old man, look at my life. I'm a lot like you.
Oh, yeah. Never too early in the morning not to man, rock with Neil. 623, 23 minutes after 6. Good morning. It's a 20% chance of slight showers. High today, 59. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Two articles out this morning on the wires. Most candidates, most of the people running in 08, lack a military record. Then the other thing that came up last night when John McCain was interviewed on 60 Minutes was his age. And does age play a factor for you in who you would vote for? Is age a factor in who you would vote for? Is a military background a factor in who you would vote for? Do those two things really make any difference when you talk about going to the polls? And is there such a thing as of being too old to do a job? And John McCain got very, very offensive last night on 60 Minutes when he was asked that question about his age. And we have these disputes now more and more in this country, particularly with the baby boomer generation now starting to age. Do you reach a point, whether it's president of the United States, whether it's an airline pilot, whether it's whatever it is, do you reach a point where you're just too old to do it? Too old to be able to handle the job. Now, we have age discrimination laws in this country. So management can't walk in and can't say to you, you have to leave because we think you're too old. You'd get sued. There are some jobs out there that do have mandatory retirement rules. And some of those I can think of are airline pilots. Police officers have them. Police departments. I believe fire departments have got them. I believe paramedics have them, but I'm not sure. I don't know if truck drivers have them or not. I don't know if you were like 75. Could you be pushing a big rig if you were 75 years old? I guess you could drive that as long as you could pass the test. I guess that's how that would work.
Yeah, I think I saw something this week. Policemen, what is it, like once they, is it 60 years of age or is it 65? I know they start not forcing them out of the department, but I know there is an age limit for police officers.
No, in Chicago you have to quit. Chicago you have to leave when you're, I either want to say 63 or 65, and the reason I know this is because there was a guy who went through the academy and got on the job, and he was in his 60s when he started, and then had to leave when he was either 63 or 64. He had to give it up, and that was department rules there that said that, which I always thought was illegal. I thought it was illegal to be able to go to somebody and say, well, due to your age, you can't have the job. Because they could turn around and sue you for age discrimination. So you think about it, are there some jobs in which which people are just too old to be able to do the jobs? But in this day and age, all of that age stuff has been redefined because those of us who are in the baby boomer generation, we're staying on the work in the workplace a lot longer.
Wasn't Bob Dole, was he the guy that fell off? I mean, you know, I wasn't politically inclined until a couple years ago, two, 3 years ago. But it was Bob Dole, the fellow that fell off the stage and his age came into question when he was running?
Yeah, I think so. I think people raised his the question of his age. And they certainly raised the question of age when Ronald Reagan was running, too. And they're beginning to raise it with John McCain. And the majority of Americans who are in these polls say that age is a factor, and that they do look at age. And Saturday night at dinner, this topic came up, and everybody seemed to be pretty much in agreement. Well, you know, listen, you get to be a certain age, then are you really equipped and can you really handle the pressure of what unquestionably would be the biggest job in the world?
For me, Jay, I would, you know, like you said, I think people prefer somebody in the 50 to 60 range, and that's where I am. I want somebody that's old enough to be a little wise and has seen enough, but I don't want somebody too old, you know, to where they might be senile. I mean, you know, you start losing your mind the older you get. I mean, it's just a fact. You start.
What do you mean you start losing your mind?
Come on.
What do you mean you start losing your mind?
Senility is what I'm talking about. That's what I mean.
Are you talking about dementia or Alzheimer's?
Alzheimer's, mostly.
Well, yeah, but that can happen in people young,
well, yeah,
too.
They say Ronald Reagan, what, the last 4 years he was in office, he probably was dealing with Alzheimer's.
Well, sure. So when he told him he, you know, didn't remember anything about Iran-Contra, he wasn't lying.
He wasn't, you're
he
right.
He probably didn't remember. But John McCain, other than living in a fantasy world about the war, doesn't strike me as being somebody who has mental incapacitation. He doesn't strike me as being that way, although I don't know.
See, well, he's had to flip-flop a couple times lately, you know, most recently on this Baghdad market visit, and then when he said
That has nothing to do with age. That has to do with making statements that are not, that you can't support, that you get cross-examined, that people present other facts, and then it turns out that you're wrong. That has nothing to do with your age. We all have that happen to us. I'm not letting him off the hook for it. I think his statement was absurd. And I think there's plenty of proof out there to indicate that he's wrong, but I don't think that's tied to his age. I mean, George Bush and Dick Cheney live in a fantasy world, and they're not as old as he is. All right, so does age matter? 303-713-7600, and how about does a military background matter to you, too? If the candidate has never served in the military, is that a problem too? Three lines open here: 303-713-7600. And we all have those moments of senility. I know I certainly do. Although I'm paranoid about it because Alzheimer's runs on both sides of my family. So you can see where I'll be when I'm 75 or 80. I won't even remember this conversation we had this morning. Chances are, the way things are going to go today, I won't remember it anyway. All right, let's talk to Gina here this morning. Good morning, Gina.
Good morning.
All right, does age bother you when it comes to somebody who's wants to be the president of the United States?
I don't think it's a factor for me. I think we talked about this before. I think John McCain, to me, though, he doesn't look healthy. So I think that's a problem. The fact that he is older, but he doesn't look healthy.
Oh, so his age doesn't bother you, but the thing is, to you, when you see him on TV, he just doesn't look like he's brimming with health.
No.
So does that scare you? If he were to become the president?
Yeah, I think I'd be a little concerned. But I think if I really liked him, it wouldn't be a factor. I'm just not that crazy about him, so.
All right, do you think you can be too old to do something? Do you think you can be, and I mean realistically here, okay, is there such thing as being too old to be an airline pilot, too old to be a surgeon, too old to be president of the United States, too old to be a talk show host, too old to be a dentist, too old to be, I mean, is there such a thing?
I think as long as you can meet the qualifications for that job, there should be no age limits. But for instance, I mean, if you're out driving around and you're 70 years old and you're running people off the highway, then there's a problem.
How about a 75-year-old truck driver? 80-year-old truck driver? Huh?
I would think that would not be a problem.
Oops.
Unless you're hurting people, unless it's safety as a factor.
Right. Okay, so you want a guy sitting there behind the wheel, one of those Jimmys or a Peterbilt, man, doesn't make any difference. He's 80, 85 years old. If he can ball that jack, man, he can do it.
I think so. I think people retire too early.
Oh, God.
When they have lots of long life.
Oh, God, how can you say that?
Well, I mean,
I'm ready to retire now.
What I mean is, I think that when you retire, most people think that that means just sitting in front of the television for the next 20 years until they die. I mean, I think people should maintain productive lives after they retire and do something significant.
Well, the way this economy is going, we'll all be working until we drop. 33 minutes after 6, and let's take a look at Monday morning traffic now with Gina.
All right. South on 25 Thornton Parkway, we've got a two-car wreck there. It's blocking your left lane, and you're going to find yourself caught up in that traffic back to 112. Also have some delays along eastbound Hamden and Colorado. We had a car facing the wrong direction there, also blocking the left lane. And it looks like we have a rollover crash up in the high country, westbound I-70, just east of the Evergreen Parkway. It's bogging down traffic in that area. Weather today, partly cloudy and warmer with late day showers and a high of 60. Currently, it's overcast and 31. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Quality Mitsubishi on South Broadway, get a brand new Lancer for just $10,988 with... Harry, come down from there. He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling him to call Leaf Guard. Oh, no. If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch. Harry, should you be up there with that metal? Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Now that it's spring, I'm spending a lot more time on my deck. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. If you're doing the same but finding your patio furniture lacking, get to Freehoff's Patio and Garden Center in Boulder. April is Metal Mania Month. That means all the wrought iron, steel, and cast aluminum furniture is on sale at Freehoff's, including your favorite brand names like Meadowcraft, Pride, Cast Classics, and O.W. Lee. 2 acres of the highest quality patio furniture all year round and same-day delivery. Spelled Freehoff's, pronounced Freehoff's, 33rd and Arapahoe in Boulder.
Mike Turner is deeply committed to progressive politics, and so is Scott, and they're deeply committed to programs that support and advance the interests of real people who have been wronged by corporations and insurance companies. Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, both of them progressive lawyers who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, call them at 303-300-1661 or on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com. These guys have turned into be very good friends of mine, and we generally have lunch at least once a week and sit and discuss progressive politics and the law, and it's the best couple hours of my week, I'm telling you.
Spring is here, and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Micek Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials on American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
Greatest LASIK show on earth. Get your LASIK right here, right now, only $2.99 with no payments for 20 years. LASIK, the new way to see. 1 billion cases done. You can be next. Get X-ray vision or your money back.
Hey, when it comes to LASIK in Colorado, it's starting to sound like a real circus out there. At Spivak Vision Center, we understand how confusing all of your LASIK options might sound. But after helping keep Colorado focused for more than 25 years, we also know what you're looking for in a superior LASIK experience. A highly skilled and experienced surgeon. The most advanced technology available today. And fees you can truly afford. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C-2020 for the ultimate LASIK experience. That's 303-C-2020 or online at Spivak.com. No hype, just incredible vision made incredibly affordable.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour. 20% chance of slight showers and a high today of 59. AM 760, Progressive Talk, singling in on John McCain. And last night on 60 Minutes, he talked about Iraq, talked about a lot of things. But he was asked about the age factor and about the fact that Americans overwhelmingly really want a president who is somewhere in their 50s. And about his age. And I'm asking you if the age of a candidate matters when you vote for him. I mean, would it matter to you when you go to the polls that if John McCain were the nominee, the fact that he's in his early 70s, would that bother you? You know, conversely, you could turn this around. Suppose the nominee was 25 years old. How would that set? Would that worry you? If the nominee were only 25? Or does age really make a difference? You just care what the person stands for, what they have to say, and their age doesn't matter to you. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Deb in Broomfield. Deb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. The first thing I'd like to say is to make a blanket statement about the age of people being mentally infirm is absolutely offensive, because I know a number of older folks in their 70s that have more smarts and more moxie than people in their 50s. So to make a blanket statement like that is nutty. Second of all, I think that age does matter, though. I think that people want somebody with enough experience to be able to make good judgments. I think the older people get, hopefully, the more wisdom they get, because the more they've lived. So I think, no, I don't want a president at 25. First of all, he couldn't, but no, I don't want a president at 25, because he hasn't been around life enough to be able to make good judgments.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Age-wise, you could never have that. But, all right, how about 35, 40?
I think if they've lived some, and I think if they have had some military experience, I don't think it's right to leave the military when you don't even have an idea of what they're about.
Well, yeah, but I mean, how many presidents have we had in this country who led the military and really don't have any idea what the military is about, and then some of them have even had military service and don't have a clue?
Well, I agree. You're right. I just want a president with some smarts and some wisdom and some life behind him, not somebody who's infantile or totally sheltered or, you know, like the one we've got. I mean, he's a perfect example of somebody who's got no military experience, no life experience, because he's been so sheltered that he's never had to be accountable for anything. So he thinks now that he doesn't have to be accountable for anything.
Yeah, those are really good points. Is there some? Let me ask you this last question. Is there some age limit, though, that we should look at? How about a president who'd be 80 when he takes office, or she?
Well, I think the thing that would bother me about that is that their life expectancy. I think it puts the country in huge turmoil when we lose a president, whether it's by someone else's hand or by their own health. I think that, to me, is the concern, not the fact that they couldn't handle it at 80, because I think that there are people at 80 that are smarter and wiser than most of us at 50.
Yeah, trouble with that, though, is a lot of people I run into, and this is not, you can't use this as a statistical indicator, because I don't run into that many people. But a lot of people I've run into who are 75 and 80 have a real tendency to be out of touch with what's going on with the rest of the populace.
And I think that's the clue. Not the fact that they're 80, the fact that they're out of touch. I think that some are, and I think that some are not. I think some of us at 50 are out of touch. I think some of us that are 50 that think George Bush is wonderful are totally out of touch with reality. So I'm not sure that that's an age thing.
I got to tell you one thing. I'm 54, and I'm totally out of touch. I admit it.
Well, I'm 58, and I don't think I am. I think that I see life through my kids and through my grandkids, and I think I am pretty well in touch.
Well, then you should be doing this show.
No.
Seriously?
Not on your life, sir.
Thanks, Deb. Good call.
Thanks, bye.
All right. Let's go to Tom in Aurora. Tom, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
Hey, Tommy, how are you?
I'm pretty good. As far as the age, I would pretty much have to reflect what the our previous caller said, is that it's not so much a matter of age, it's a matter of confidence, you know, because I by coincidence, happened to be 58 myself, just like the previous caller. But I've worked for some managers in their 20s and 30s who, on one occasion, one manager was really sharp. On the other was just as juvenile as you would expect a 20-something to be, if you understand what I'm saying. I think the same thing goes for the other side of the spectrum, too. I've known people. I had a great uncle who died at 102, and when I last met him, he was 100 years old. He was just as sharp as any 50 or 60 year old person you would know. You know, yeah. As a matter of fact, if you see him on the street, if you had seen him on the street at that point, you wouldn't know the difference. Now, I've also met some people who are well under 100, you know, 60s and 70s, who are not very sharp or very on top of it.
Yeah, and also, the older you get, too, I think the more you have a tendency to drift out of touch, particularly when you blow past 65 or 70.
I think that's kind of a generalization. But
yeah, it's a generalization? Do you really?
I think it is, because I know some people in I have known some people in the 70s who were pretty sharp and pretty on top of it, you know. And again, like you said, the fact that you or I run up against a number of people of one category or the other isn't statistical.
Yeah, you're right, and that's right, and that's just based on my personal experience, and that's by no means scientific.
Right, right. But I'd also like to comment about the military experience. Well, George W. Bush has military experience. It's on his resume. He was in the reserve, so he is a military veteran. As much as I hate to put him in the same class with myself on that, but so I don't necessarily think that military service should be a criteria for the presidency or for whether I want to vote for a president. I think the better criteria would be what he can do with the military, what he wants to do with the military, how he can surround himself with the proper advisors.
Yeah, there you go. The last one is the one that I'm totally. That would be my answer. Okay, what kind of people would a person who becomes the president of the United States, what kind of people would they surround themselves with?
Right, because the job of an executive isn't so much to do as it is to delegate.
Right.
You know, and not only to delegate jobs, but also to delegate decisions. You know, and an executive, whether it's the chief executive of the country or a chief executive of a corporation, or the chief executive of the mom and pop store down there, will fail or succeed based on his ability to delegate decisions.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. That's 100% right. Who are they going to surround themselves with, and whose advice are they going to count on for their quote-unquote inner circle? Tom, thank you, man. Great call.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Take care. Two lines open at 303-713-7600, looking at John McCain and this whole question about people running for the presidency. Does age matter to you when it's somebody seeking the nation's highest office, which also many people say is extremely difficult, and there's a lot of pressure there? All right, we'll take more of your calls coming up here on this Monday morning. Thanks for joining us, and Gina takes a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We're dealing with this crash southbound I-25 that's bogging down your commute coming through Thornton to North Glen. It's right at Thornton Parkway, left lane, couple of cars there. They're trying to move off to the side. Looks like you're going to run into those backups right at 112. We're still seeing heavy traffic on eastbound 270 across Commerce City. Of course, that's just the normal congestion. We have this wreck eastbound Hamden at Colorado that's really causing some backups through there. Again, a car facing the wrong direction in the left lane. And we're still dealing with a crash up in the high country, westbound I-70 just east of Evergreen Parkway. Looks like it was actually blocking traffic lanes. Weather today, partly cloudy and warmer with some late day showers expected and a high of 60. Currently, fair and 31. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Did you know that your vehicle donation can provide the gift of transportation to a formerly homeless, hardworking man, woman, or family?
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Spring is here and the hot days of summer are just around the corner. This is Jack of Jack Micek Heating and Cooling reminding you that the early specials on American Standard Systems are here, and now is the time to save money on high-efficient, money-saving, greenhouse gas-reducing air conditioners. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling today at 303-463-8541 for a free estimate on an American Standard air conditioning system. That's 303-463-8541. 303-463-8541. Call today and save.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing.
Or Jackson. And that's one of the reasons why we feed them Purina Natural Blends. You don't have to sacrifice your standards when you choose a food for your dog. Purina One Natural Blends has it all. Real natural ingredients like real white meat, chicken or lamb, brown rice, plus sweet potatoes. It's a great taste dogs love. No added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. They don't compromise. So make the switch to Purina One Natural Blends. You'll love the healthy difference it can make in your pet. Here's a great opportunity for you to change your pet's health for the better. Call free. Now, this is all free. 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for your free 6.5-pound bag of Purina One Natural Blends. Give it a try. You've got nothing to lose. It's 1-888-606-BARK. Call today. See the difference that Purina One can make. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local PetSmart.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Harry, come down from there.
He's on the roof again cleaning our rain gutters. They keep getting clogged. Harry, you'll fall again. I keep telling you, call Leaf Guard. Oh, no. If we got Leaf Guard clog-free rain gutter system, he'd never have to go up there again. They'd install it for us, and the quality is top-notch.
Harry, should you be up there with that metal?
Oh, dear.
Call Leaf Guard today at 303-289-1409. That's 303-289-1409.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to four customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Leave your computer problems to the pros at PC Answers. This is John Hogan, and starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and solve your computer problems.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Well, anybody can win. That's the whole thing if you try long enough. But thank you to Westword. 6:52, 52 minutes after the hour. Slight chance of showers today. High at 59. Good morning. Asking the question, does age matter? It came up Sunday night on 60 Minutes here when John McCain was interviewed. And coming up next hour, Patrick Campbell, congressional liaison, and Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, that's IAVA, and we'll ask him about Mr. McCain, about his Baghdad market statement, about the media's real failure to talk about what happened after he and Lindsay, I bought five rugs for $5, Graham left, and we'll get into all of that. Plus, I'll ask him about the age factor. Here's Bill in Longmont. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Young whippersnapper.
Yeah, really.
Now I'm your age. I think that, you know, it varies. The lifespan is getting longer because we're healthier than we ever were. But I think the campaign, the length of the campaign is probably a pretty good vetting process. Give people an indication of whether the guy still has his faculties and is sound enough to be president. And I think the voters will figure that out by the time that the primaries come around. I agree with Gina that McCain does look, you compare how he looks now with how he looked in 2000, and it's night and day. He is really, really aged.
You don't think he looks healthy?
No, I don't. But I think there'd be, you know, there are other people I can think of that are his age that are just as vital as could be and wouldn't have a problem with it. But I think the rigors of the campaign will really tell that for people.
He comes across to me as somebody who's cobbled together with piano wire and scotch tape.
Almost, yeah.
Like he's going to fall apart any minute. And I don't mean mentally, I just mean...
Oh, physically.
Yeah, physically and maybe mentally, too. I mean, that he's not... That he can't... but he can't get his groove down or something. He can't hook into the track or something like that. He just isn't there, you know?
I mean, yeah, he showed a short fuse over that issue last night.
With age, did you see how upset he got?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, other people have a temper too. We've seen, you know, that was a rap on Howard Dean, even if he's not that old, that he had a short fuse. But I don't know. As far as I think the campaign is going to show whether he remembers stuff, whether he has a grasp of things, and when he gets up in a debate, I think that's one of the good things, if there is a good thing, about how long the campaigns have got.
So once he gets up there and they get into the first debate and all of those candidates are up there, then they're gonna put him to the test. But
yeah,
he's been asked questions before and couldn't answer them.
Yeah,
like the one where he was asked about sex education and contraception. And he didn't have a real clear answer. He said, well, I think I have a position on that. I'll have to go check, and I think I support the president on that. And what do you mean you think you have a position on it? I mean, you've got one or you don't. What, you don't remember what it is?
Remember Admiral Stockdale?
All right, there's another. Hello.
Yeah.
Why am I here? Remember him?
Yeah. I really don't have a position on that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, how bad was that for Perot?
Yeah.
I mean, he was the brunt of, like, all of the jokes the next day after that happened.
Oh, absolutely.
So it does, you're right, how you mentally respond does matter. But I wonder if there's an idea that there are some jobs out there, man, that you could just possibly be too old to do. You know? Don't you think?
Yeah. Chippendale's model. Oh, no.
Well, no, seriously.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
for instance,
no, I agree.
Like
yeah,
for instance, would you? For instance, how about a 75 or 80 year old cop?
How about a surgeon?
Okay, that's a good point. What age should a surgeon hang it up?
Yeah.
All right. If you had
but
to go,
a cop especially, because he's got to be able to run after a suspect.
All right, if you had to go in the hospital and you had to have surgery, and you had surgery pending, and you found out that the doctor that was going to operate on you was 85 years old, would you let it happen, or would you say no?
I would talk to him first and kind of give him a chance to show me that he still got it, I think, but I would have severe reservations.
All right, so then, if that's the case, why wouldn't you make the same case for somebody who wanted to be president?
Well, you would. You'd have severe reservations, and I'd, through the vetting process, he's got to show me that he's still got it. And if he doesn't, well, you know, and I'm really going to be watching. There's things I'm going to be watching a lot more closely than I'm going to be watching somebody in his 50s.
Yeah. I would agree.
How old is Obama?
He's in his 40s. I believe he's 46 or 47, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe a little younger.
He's definitely the youngest in the field, I think.
Well, we'll go look that up. We'll go look that up and find out. Bill, thanks, man.
Dick.
Okay. Yeah, how about if you had to face an 80-year-old, 85-year-old surgeon? Hi, I'm going to take your appendix out. Yeah, okay. I'm going to do open heart surgery on you. Obama is 45 or 46 years of age. He was born in 1961. All right, Patrick Campbell coming up to talk about Iraq and about John McCain.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Jay Marvin, Tom Hartman, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, and Rachel Maddow. AM 760, Progressive Talk in High Definition. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. 4 years ago today in Iraq, Lara Logan watched as that huge statue of Saddam Hussein was pulled down in Baghdad.
People are jumping up and down on top of the statue on the ground, their arms raised in the air. It is an incredibly symbolic moment.
That was it for the Saddam regime. Fast forward 4 years. South of Baghdad in Najaf, radical cleric Muqtada al-Sadr had his backers out in the streets. Thousands marched from Kufa for 100 miles. Their message, they want American forces out. These demonstrations turned out to be peaceful. Brookings Institution senior fellow Michael O'Hanlon says we are
beginning to see a little bit of a reduction in violence, but probably less than 10%.
But over the weekend, it was another story. 10 more Americans died in Iraq. Deserters, since the war there started, only about 6% are currently being prosecuted. And overall, the number of those who desert is still less than 1%.
Very few people desert. But the ones who do, they desert for personal, family, financial problems, not because of a problem with the war.
That's Lieutenant Colonel Brian Hilferty. Those who serve in the British military, the 15 people who were detained by Iran, have spent their first weekend back home, and CBS's Sheila McVicker says they have gotten the official okay to tell their stories of detention and profit from those stories.
Britain's Ministry of Defense, normally very tight-lipped, cited exceptional interest, saying it had granted permission for the former captives to cash in. That set off howls of outrage, especially from the families of British soldiers killed in Iraq or Afghanistan.
He profited from his putts and his drives and his iron shots. Zach Johnson, the man from Iowa, the winner of golf's first major event, the Masters. He held off Tiger Woods and a couple of others and won by 2 shots. Johnson, who says Jesus was with him on Easter Sunday, kept his focus all through that final round. He waited until late in the day to check the leaderboard.
About the 17th hole, I took a look at it and realized, you know, that I just got to play solid and go on from there.
He did, to earn that green jacket and a check for $1.3 million. Pretty good payday for a new father of 5 months. It was chilly at Augusta the past few days, but balmy compared to areas east of Cleveland.
It was quite the adventure trying to get out of the driveway. There's a lot of snow. It's very deep. It's very heavy. It's a wet-type snow, so it's very difficult to get traction or anything.
Troy Duncan is a police lieutenant in Chardon, Ohio.
Called 14 inches just on the roadway. I think overall we probably got somewhere between 24 and 28 inches, depending on where you're at.
Some kids had to wear mittens when they were out on Easter egg hunts, and there was so much snow in Ohio. In Cleveland, the Indians' home game against Seattle was called due to unexpected winter. At Jacobs Field, Seattle's Richie Sexson, Adrian Beltre, and others made snow angels while on the field. S&P futures now up 4 points as Wall Street opens in less than a half hour. This is CBS News.
They were a family in search of opportunity when they went west on the Oregon Trail in 1843. They were threatened by lightning, wind, and river crossings. They were overjoyed upon reaching Oregon and building their new home. They are waiting to be found.
Meet your ancestors. Learn their stories. Search millions of records and family trees at Ancestry.com and start your journey of discovery today.
You put Monday behind you. Tuesday's done, oh no worries. Wednesday's perfect to unwind.
Let's go out back tonight.
Let go this Wednesday with Outback's new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill. Tender chicken, jumbo shrimp, and your choice of a juicy sirloin or New Zealand lamb chops.
Let's go out back tonight.
The new No Worries Wednesday mixed grill.
Start your weekend 2 days early.
Wednesday, the new Saturday.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
I'm Jorge Lopez, in for John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Will Joe Nocio testify? That's the question that could be answered today when the insider trading trial resumes for former Quest CEO Joe Nocio, legal analyst Scott Robinson.
Juries want to hear from the defendant, even though they're instructed that they cannot hold that against the defense. But there's a theory that if the defendant testifies, then the jury starts putting the burden of proof on the defense and not on the prosecution.
Nocio accused of dumping nearly $101 million worth of stock before the company's value plummeted. A man is in jail after allegedly shooting at Denver police. Investigators say they were called to the 5,000 block of Scranton Court about 5 o'clock yesterday early morning on reports of shots fired. When the police showed up, the man started shooting at them. Officers able to arrest him and take him to jail. A new start and finish times in the Cherry Creek School District next year. A plea by parents to accommodate their schedules means the district may be letting school out earlier on some days at some schools. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Well, it's been a little bit of a problem this morning. We've had several wrecks that are in the process of being cleared. That two-car southbound 25 Thornton Parkway had traffic backed up just a bit, but it's out of the way for the most part. Westbound I-70 near Chambers, we've had a mishap, and we had delays along eastbound Hamden at Colorado. Westbound I-70 east of Evergreen Parkway, also rollover cleanup there in the mountains. Keep in mind, too, that the Loveland Pass is closed in both directions. That's due to the adverse weather. The Berthoud Pass is also shut down for avalanche control. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy, warmer with some late-day showers and a high of 60. Currently partly cloudy and 31. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Before things really heat up this season, it may be a good idea to make sure that your air conditioning system is ready for another long, hot summer. Contact your local Ream Team dealer at reamteamcomfort.com or call 303-377-1930.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac Zero Turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work. Hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride. Easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. A slight chance of showers. High today, 59, and it's good to have you along here this morning. This is the fourth anniversary of the fall of Baghdad, and also, of course, John McCain had his time last night on 60 Minutes. Joining us is Sergeant Patrick Campbell, Congressional Liaison at the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. That's IAVA. Campbell is a combat medic. Serving with the Washington, D.C. National Guard. He returned from Iraq in October 2005 after 1 year of service in Baghdad with the 256th Infantry Brigade based out of Louisiana. He was assigned to regularly patrol the western region of Baghdad. He was awarded the Combat Medal badge and the Meritorious Service Medal. While overseas, he was labeled as a prominent blogger by MSNBC. Patrick is currently a full-time law student at Catholic University of America and runs IAVA's Washington, D.C. office. Patrick, thanks for getting up and getting on with us this morning. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's good. It's great to be here, Jay. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yeah, you bet. Or should I call you Sergeant?
No, well, you can call me whatever you want. They used to call me Tootsie because I was from California and they were from Louisiana, so that was my nickname because I was the gay liberal from California, so they called me Tootsie.
Yeah, where were you from? What part of California?
I'm from Los Angeles, but I went to Berkeley. So as soon as they found that out, my guys were all from southern Louisiana, deep south. So
wow.
And they loved to make fun of me. We argued every day in that Humvee.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I'm from Orange County, so I can identify with being hassled because you're from Southern California. Let's talk first a little bit about John McCain. I was disappointed last night that CBS didn't really tell the rest of the story about how when he and Lindsey Graham and all of those soldiers and all of the helicopters and the armed Humvees and everything else disappeared, that there were violence in that market area, and that 22 Sunnis ended up losing their lives, not to mention those killed in a couple of bombing incidents less than 36 hours later. They never brought that up. To the best of your knowledge, and from what you know from people that you talk to, are we any better off now in Iraq than we were 3-4 months ago, and are there visible signs that the surge is working?
I mean, from the people that I talk to, I have one of the guys that I served with who's still over there as a private contractor. So him and I chat a lot online, and he said things are calming down a little bit. I mean, it's not the big heralded solution that everyone said the surge was going to be, but when you have 20,000 more troops all in one area, it's harder to move things around. But that doesn't mean that it's sustainable. It just means that the violence is ebbing. It doesn't mean it's actually stopping.
Now, do you think it's stopping because what's going on here basically is the death squads and the insurgents are laying low until they figure out how to deal with this?
They know they can outweigh us. I mean, that's really what this comes down to. And that if we bring a big surge into Baghdad, they'll just disappear into the into the shadows and wait for us to think, oh, it's all better, just like last time. I mean, I would laugh about the surge because when I was there, we had 150,000 troops. We surged up back to 150,000 troops. So basically, we've gone back to where we started. And, they're going to wait for us to think, all right, things are getting better. Let's start drawing down our troops. And then they'll just start right back up again.
Now, when you heard reports or when you read reports, or maybe you heard him say it, of John McCain talking about, well, there are parts of Baghdad where you and I can take a walk. Well, what was your impression when you heard that?
I'm laughing about that because I was just having a conversation. Someone asked me, if you could go anywhere in the world, where would you be like to go? And I said, I would love to go back to Baghdad and see what it looks like, but you just can't do it. I mean, there's no, just like the reason why there was a car bombing in that market after they left was because the cameras were there. If they know you're there, they'll find you. And, you're going to be kidnapped. I mean, journalists, no one can go around that area without having a security escort of some sort. And I look forward to the time 20, 30 years down the line where I could actually walk down the streets that I was patrolling because I want to see what it looks like. I want to be able to see it from a pedestrian and not from an armored vehicle.
What was that like walking down the streets of in various Baghdad neighborhoods patrol? What's that like?
It's about as odd as you can imagine because you have two completely different reactions to you. You have some of the older gentlemen who just look at you with scowls and who are angry that you're there. And then you have these little kids that are, like, as you go farther down the street, are just getting it more and more in mass. Like, you're almost creating, a scene because so many kids are asking for toys and candy and gum. And so it's this bizarre juxtaposition between people are angry that you're there, and then you have these little kids that are just so excited to see you. And, it's hot. You're wearing 70 pounds of body armor. Nothing's comfortable. And You can't really talk the language. Your interpreter may be good or not. I was the mutarjim. I was the interpreter. I spoke like 60 words of Arabic at that point. So I could say up, down, left, right, this way, that way. And that was about it. And so everything was hand signals, and everything took a lot longer than it needed to be. So it was just this surreal experience. Like you're walking down the neighborhood, everyone's looking at you, and you're looking at them, and then you just keep moving.
7:12, 12 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Patrick Campbell, Sergeant Patrick Campbell on the line. He is the congressional liaison for IAVA, that's the Iraqi and Afghanistan Veterans of America, and is still in the D.C. National Guard. I've got a friend who is not there, but he's in Qatar in cargo deployment, and we email back and forth. He found me because he used to listen to me in another radio station. And he said he can't wait to get home because he just longs to see something green. Did you have that feeling?
Actually, where I was in Baghdad, it was remarkably green. Like, we drove up from Kuwait to Baghdad, and I've seen the areas that he's talking about. But because there's the two rivers, the Tigris and the Euphrates, it reminded me, there was agriculture. I mean, we had water buffalo. We had huge tracts of green. But, you couldn't enjoy it. You couldn't get out of the Humvee. And so you just kind of drive by. But I know if you're anywhere outside of Baghdad, that it's just rocks and sand. And I know that some people have been sending sending soldiers like grass for them to plant near their like tents and their trailers so they could have some patch of green that reminds them that there's life back somewhere else.
Yeah. Mary and I thought about doing the same thing, thought about sending him some lawn seed to see if he could, you know, get a little area there on the base and maybe grow it so that he could look at it every day. This is the fourth anniversary of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. Thousands of protesters were in the streets over the weekend, and we're now heading into the fifth year of the war. 5 years later, maybe I should say 4 years later, how do you see things?
If we want to finish this, we're going to be there for another five. And that's just the problem with these type of wars, and that is that they're called long wars because we need to outwait the insurgency. And I'm not sure the American public is going to wait for that. Which is, it's interesting about what the attack that John McCain has been taking lately is because he's becoming the messenger. Because George Bush, no, the public doesn't trust George Bush anymore. So John McCain is becoming the pro, you know, we need to finish this fight messenger. And I'm not sure if he's the right messenger either. But if we want to finish this, five more years. And that's just the reality.
Could we finish it in five more years, in your opinion?
I mean, is this
solvable? Is it solvable? Is it possible to put people together in a country with no Democrat, no real Democratic or parliamentary background to speak of, who don't like each other? Is it possible to force them to come together?
I think that our government is capable of doing anything we put the full resources of our government to. The problem is that since the beginning of this, we've been trying to do it on the cheap. So we've been doing it with the least amount of soldiers, the least amount of civilian support, and, you know, without the least amount of money. And you can't, I mean, if we decided that we wanted to do this, we could do it. But since the beginning, we've been shooting ourselves in the foot. And that's the problem with this whole situation, is we want to do it on the cheap. And, you know, if we want to do it on the cheap, we've only guaranteed one thing, and that's we will never succeed.
Would you be in favor of supporting the surge and giving it the quote unquote? And the reason I say it that way is because we've heard this out of this administration so many times, the time it needs. Or do you think we ought to get out now?
This is like you're asking my personal opinion, not Iraq and Afghanistan veterans.
No, I'm just asking your personal opinion based on your experience.
Okay, well, I mean, I can just tell you a story, and this should temper the question that you're asking me, and that is, as I was one of the first units to transfer authority to the Iraqi Army, and while I was there, it was called the Death of the 17 Bomb, which is almost around this time every year, and we gave authority, and we had 1 week overlap. And during that 1 week, you know, we said, all right, you can do whatever you want. We will only respond if a spectacular situation arises. I'm in law school. I'm thinking, what does spectacular mean? Well, anyway, the death of the 17 month comes. The police don't have enough security for to run the event, so they invite Maktad al-Sadr, who is now our public enemy number one, to provide local security. We're driving around doing not much of anything, see a couple of ambulances. I come home that day to watch CNN, and I find out that a bridge collapsed because someone thought there was a suicide bomber on the bridge, and over 1,000 people that died that day in that bridge collapse. And the reason why the American military didn't respond was because politically we wanted to show that the Iraqis could do it themselves. More people that died that day than died in all of Hurricane Katrina. So in my mind, whenever anyone asks me, should we leave? Yes, eventually we should leave, but we should think more about how we leave than we did when we got in there. If we were just to say, all right, we're getting out, I know that that event will not be an isolated event. People will die in the thousands. And I believe, you know, I personally believe we shouldn't have gone to war in the first place, but I think that we need to take responsibility for our actions. And that is about doing things responsibly over there. I think that we should have gone over with more troops. We should be spending more reconstruction money, not cutting it. I mean, there are a lot of things that we're just not doing to make sure that we're never going to be successful there. And, you know, the answer to your question, I think eventually we should leave. But I think we should, me personally, we should take responsibility for what we did and try to save as many Iraqi lives as we can.
I don't understand why there's not a bigger focus by the administration and particularly those who support the administration's viewpoint, why there's not a bigger push to do things like fix the infrastructure, restore electricity, jobs, because you only get electricity 6 hours a day. You don't have any clean drinking water. And on top of that, you have no job to go to. I mean, how happy are you going to be?
Right. I mean, the Iraqis will support who brings them water, sewage, and electricity. You know, if they can bring whoever brings them those basic needs and basic security, they will follow. It's the same thing that happened in Afghanistan before the rise of the Taliban. It's the same thing that's going to happen here. And the reason why we're not investing anymore is because the way we did this was broke when we started. We decided we were going to give money to these big conglomerate organizations that just ended up wasting billions of dollars. Instead of, you know, we have these programs called the CAP program, which is the Community Action Program, where they go in and they go into community and say, well, all right, what projects do we need to do? And they invest in the local community to hire locals, and not one of their programs have ever been bombed. You know, we're spending up to a third of every dollar now on security on any project we do. They spend nothing on security, and they've never been bombed. And the reason why is because they involve the community. It's amazing how smaller programs where we invest in the locals makes all the difference. And we invest in KBR, and we invest in these gigantic, you know, government contracts, and they try to bring in outside people to do these contracts. You know, they never got it done. And that waste is what people fear now. And it's catch-22. When you don't trust the person who's asking you for help, you know, how can you send them more help?
Well, because privatization is the key. You know that. And we've seen how that works. Sergeant, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it. Thank you for your service to the country. And we want to urge everybody to go to www.iava.org. This is the Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. And you guys have been incredibly good to us. And don't think we don't appreciate it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Jay, thank you for this opportunity to talk.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Sergeant Patrick Campbell, 721, 21 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We are this is the fourth anniversary of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. We're moving into year 5 of the war. I would love to get your take on the war, and I would love to get your take on the congressional funding fight. I'd love to see where you're at in regards to this war. And I'd love to hear all opinions. I don't care what they are. Even if you support the administration, that'd be fine too. I'd like to hear what you're thinking in regards to the Iraq War. 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get plugged in. It's your time to speak out and to make your feelings known about where you think we are 4 years into this.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under world-renowned ballet dancers who founded both the company and the academy. Classes are challenging within an encouraging environment for all ages and all levels. Enroll now for the exclusive 6-week summer intensive training beginning June 25th through August 3rd. Summer intensive training is for new students as well as dancers of all ages and all levels. Space is limited. The National Ballet of Denver is located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. For more information, go to nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, bringing classical ballet to new heights.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Can be replaced by normal vision. Icon LASIK Center. You've heard me talk about it before. You know that corrective vision is not some far-off future dream. It's happening now, and Icon is experienced. Their surgeons want to help make your glasses obsolete, too. Icon can do it for as little as $4.99 per eye. And Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. Icon has financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. Plus, Icon also has the newest technology like Intralase and Bladeless LASIK. Learn more about all of your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling today, 720-524-1001. I'll give you the number again, 720-524-1001. If you're going to have it done, these are the folks to see. Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I like the letter, CON.com. That's I like the letter, CONDenver.com. Let me make sure I get that Denver in there. Or give them a call at 720-524-1001.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Interest rates are still at historic lows, so now is the perfect time to refinance at LendingTree. Choose from up to 4 customized offers today. Call 1-800-555-TREE or visit LendingTree.com for licensing. When banks compete, you win.
Join AM 760 and rock the earth for an Earth Day celebration. Denver's own local musical talent, Rob Drapkin, will perform live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown Sunday, April 22nd from 4:30 till 7:30 p.m. Spend Earth Day with some music, fun, and a chance to win prizes. Log on to am760.net for more information. It's an Earth Day benefit concert Sunday, April 22nd. Earth Day with AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 727. 27 minutes after the hour, slight chance of showers. High today, 50, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Now 4 years into this war, headed into the fifth year. 4 years ago today, Saddam Hussein was overthrown. And your feelings about Iraq, and maybe what I'm doing here is I'm asking too much of a general question. I could ask you a question like, do you think that the surge is worth it? Do you think that we are winning, or do you think that it is lost? Your feelings about something that is the number one issue on most people's minds. By the way, President Bush is reaching levels of consistency that no White House would want. This is out of USA Today. Bush's job approval rating in the USA Today Gallup poll taken Monday through Thursday is 38%. His standing has stayed below 40% for 7 consecutive months. Since the advent of modern polling, only 2 presidents have suffered longer strings of such low ratings. One was Harry Truman, whose popularity sank during the final 26 months of his tenure as the Korean War stalemated. The other was Richard Nixon during the 13 months leading up to his resignation and the Watergate scandal. So that gives you an idea of where the country's at. 303-713-7600. Here's John in Colorado Springs. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah.
No, I wanted to contrast my own perceptions and thoughts about Vietnam with Iraq. Of course, I was a young man when Vietnam came along in my early 20s. And sad to say, I was all worked up about the war. I even tried to volunteer, but they didn't want me.
Why didn't they want you?
Well, I had a kid, and they didn't. I was 3A. And so, you know, they just didn't take 3A. And then by the time they started taking men with children, you know, I was past my 8-year obligatory period. So, I was not draftable. But again, of course, my views have changed. But I had just started reading the counter information like C. Wright Mills and Hofstadter and Gore Vidal, who were presenting a different picture of the United States and its rulers. And this time I got it right, of course, but it's been a long journey. And the point here is we are so immersed in propaganda about, you know, the U.S. the beautiful and whatnot. It's very, very difficult to come out from under that umbrella.
Well, the United States is a beautiful place.
Well, we do some awfully ugly things that have done.
Well, you're right. We do some ugly, and we do some wrong things. But then again, we're not alone in that theater of operation either.
Well, no one else approaches us. I mean, who else would be?
Oh, really? Okay.
Well, now who does? Who approaches? You know, we're the big imperial power, and here we are. You know, plunked in the Middle East. I just don't know. I don't know how anybody could possibly favor this. In fact, I had a long discussion in the sauna where I work out. This woman who she claimed she had a kid who'd been there for 2 years in Iraq in the army, and she scolded me for criticizing my government, and we got into a big political conversation in there. It's just amazing. Can you imagine having a kid in Iraq?
What? And
the military?
Can I imagine having a kid there and then having that point of view?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah, because you know what? You're inclined to feel that way out of a sense of
denial. That's denial. You have to. And I understand. I mean, in fact, I'm going to apologize to the woman the next time I see her, because my purpose is not to goad somebody. That's not the intent. But my
point to you is, it's easy to feel that way because that brings you security.
Exactly.
And justification when in reality you don't really have either, because you have no control, nor does the United States government have any control really, as to what's going to happen to her son. And then on top of that, when you have a child there, when it's your child, it's your flesh and blood, well, justification. Because it's an awful, it's a bitter pill to swallow to turn around and to say, well, he's there for no good reason at all. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, there's a good reason for it. It just doesn't, you know, the kid is just an instrument. The military is over there to further the commercial aims of a relatively, well, I won't say a small number of people, because you work for an oil company, you're benefiting mightily. My friends that are still active in the oil industry are from Houston. They're doing great. The huge bonuses. I mean, they're making money hand over fist.
Well, it's about more than oil, though. If you go read what a lot of these people have written over the years,
people
about foreign policy. Dick Cheney, Douglas Fife, Paul Wolfowitz.
There's an ideological element to it.
There's a huge ideological element to it. All right, John. I gotta run and go get some traffic. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right. 7:33. It's 33 minutes after the hour. 303-713-7600. Your views 4 years after we overthrew Saddam Hussein, which happened today, and where you believe we are here, and whether you think that any of this is working, or if what's ending up happening here is we're basically just wasting our time. And I don't want to use the word wasting our time because that's not right. You're talking about human lives here. But the idea that what we're sitting here doing is not working and that there is no way to militarily settle this, and the only way to settle it is through political means, and we can't get any kind of a political settlement going on there. Gina, traffic this morning, it's got to be pretty good.
Not too bad, Jay. We're definitely into the peak of the commute. We've got a lot of slow pockets. So northbound 25, Evans toward Colorado was dragging, as is eastbound I-70, Pecos to Colorado. No relief in sight for southbound 25 out of Thornton to North Glen, and traffic pretty well stacked up now across Aurora on 225, especially those southbound lanes as you make your way through the tech center. Only wreck we're dealing with, thankfully, though, is off the highway, 80th at Federal. Weather today, partly cloudy and warmer with some late-day showers possible, high of 60. Tonight looks like it'll be partly cloudy, light winds, low of 35, and currently partly cloudy, 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
When you're on the go, let IHOP and Go satisfy any quick craving, morning, noon, or night. Just call in and carry out.
Hello, America. It's time to play Take On Orbits, the travel game where you could save $100 on your next hotel stay. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Go to Orbitz.com right now during the Hotel Mega Sale and save $100 on 5 nights at select hotels nearly anywhere in the world. It's the Orbitz Hotel Mega Sale, where you can save big on the hotel that's right for you. Just Orbitz and go.
Save $100 off 5+ nights on select hotels. Valid for travel May 1st through December 20th. Book by April 30th, 2007. See site for terms and conditions.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
Tonight on NBC, after a thrilling all-new Deal or No Deal, Hollywood's funniest comedians will do something they've never done before. Walk into a scene with no script, no rehearsal, and no rules.
Thank God they're here.
Just one goal. Be funny.
Describe the mood down here.
Well, there's nobody left living, so it's pretty calm.
The ultimate improv showdown with television's funniest stars. Thank God you're here. After Deal or No Deal, 8, 7 Central, all new NBC Tonight.
Stop it.
Why?
I'm trying to figure out my taxes before the deadline.
Sorry, I got people for that, so I'm pretty relaxed.
April 17th is the tax deadline. Haven't had your taxes done yet? Relax and put the expertise of H&R Block to work for you. Just call 1-800-HR-BLOCK today and schedule an appointment. When you got H&R Block, you got people.
Travelocity presents the Lucky in Vegas sale. Save $75 on a flight and four-night hotel to Las Vegas.
Hello, jackpot!
That's $75 more to enjoy on shows, tours, shopping.
Or blackjack. Hit me, baby.
The Lucky in Vegas sale. Book by April 30th and save $75.
Last one at the slot machines is a stinky tomato.
$75 off when you book with your MasterCard card. Visit Travelocity.com for details. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? An instant discount is how to make it happen. $35 to $500 off throughout the tool department. But hurry, after April 11th, that's it. The Home Depot. You can do it, we can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I had a chance to reflect on the great sacrifice that our military and their families are making. I prayed for their safety. I prayed for their strength and comfort. And I prayed for peace.
There's the President of the United States. 7:38, 38 minutes after the hour. 20% chance of slight showers today and a high of 59. Assorted clouds out there. It's the fourth anniversary of the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. We're now moving into the fifth year of the war, 303-713-7600, and your feelings about where we are now in the fourth year. And I usually save this rant for between 6 and 6:15 in the morning, particularly on Monday mornings a lot of times. I'll get into this. But yesterday, I turned on This Week with George Stephanopoulos, and Senator Carl Levin from Michigan was on, who I think he's a great guy. And I've met him and had him on the air, and I think he's a wonderful human being. And he was debating with Stephanopoulos moderating. He was debating John Kyle of Arizona. And Kyle was making the same arguments about this war that we always hear from anybody that supports the administration, that the surge is working, that it needs to have time to work, that we just can't turn around and leave. And it got to the point where I just thought to myself, I can't watch this anymore. I'm also very, very perplexed when I'll see people going down the road and they've got a Bush Cheney sticker on their car. I'm really perplexed by that. I'd really like to know what kind of person leaves that sticker on their automobile and where their heads are at, or what is that about that you would leave that on? Is that defiance? I don't know what that is. That there are people here who are holding out. They're the last holdouts. They're the last ones who are hanging on. And how could you possibly, in any way, shape, or form, not have your eyes open to what's going on here? And not know or not care? I don't get that, except for this factor. And think about this. Most of us, unless we have got family that are there, that are in the Middle East, whether they're in Iraq or there's some other place serving in some kind of a support role, most of us, we don't have any skin in the game, and we're not being called on in any way, shape, or form to sacrifice anything on this. Not a thing. And so, when a guy in the military told me 2 or 3 weeks ago that you're not in a war, we're in a war, but the military's in a war, but not the American people, he's absolutely right. He's totally and completely right. That most of us, that we don't have any skin in this game, and that what we do is we turn on the radio, we turn on the news, and we hear about this stuff going on, and we know it's going on, and we know that the Democrats have challenged the White House to end this thing, to be able to have some kind of a conclusion here. But other than that, most of us aren't really affected by this. Other than there's a lack of federal funds for things, because we're spending so much money in Iraq on a daily basis. But most of us have no feelings in regards to, I mean, we can escape, I think is what I'm trying to say. And if you don't listen to talk radio, if you don't listen to the news, and if you stay away from that, then you'd have no idea that there's any kind of war going on. We don't have scrap drives. We don't have Rosie the Riveter. We don't have great numbers of the male population missing like we did in World War II. We don't have any of those things going on. And yet we're told how important this is. And boy, if we don't get this done, they're going to follow us home. How many times have you heard that statement? And what that really is that's a tacit admission that we can't protect our own shores. That's basically what that is. And it amazes me. It just absolutely amazes me that on one hand, leadership can stand up and they can talk about how important all of this is. And it's this big life and death struggle that we're undergoing. But on the other hand, what struggle are we really undergoing here? What struggle? Not much of anything, really. You think about it. And it's kind of sad. And it's sad because only a certain segment of the population of the country is being burdened with this problem. And you think about people that are stationed in the Middle East. And, for instance, they're in the National Guard. Now, when you go to the National Guard, do you think you're going to end up patrolling the streets of Baghdad? Or moving cargo at a military base in Qatar? I don't think so. I don't think that that's what you envisioned when you signed up. 7:45, it's 45 minutes away from the top of the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Slight chance of a showers. High today, 59. Gina takes a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, not a bad morning right now for traffic. Looks like most of our wrecks have been cleared off the highway. Now we're just dealing with a lot of slow-moving traffic, definitely on those eastbound arteries, eastbound C-470 Wadsworth to Santa Fe Drive. You'll find that heavy, as well as across Highlands Ranch from Broadway toward University. Eastbound 6th Avenue, of course, stacked up Sheridan toward I-25. Not too bad this morning on eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike. Looks like it's a pretty average ride now from Federal toward Pecos. We do have a wreck, though, at Federal and 80th off the highway. Keep in mind, if you're headed into the high country, the Loveland Pass is still off limits due to adverse weather conditions in both directions. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, warmer, some late day showers expected and a high of 60. Currently under partly cloudy skies, it's 34 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Help your lawn recover from our recent damaging winter. Use Colorado-made organic-based rich lawn turf food this spring.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing. Why not make it easy? Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all models, right on your screen. And right here in Denver, all with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Get the good stuff.
Here's something to think about. Engines with over 75,000 miles on them can burn oil, shortening their life. Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil has added ingredients to condition seals that can help extend the life of your engine. Right now at Napa Auto Parts, you can get Castrol GTX High Mileage Motor Oil for only $2.99 per quart. And check out our great prices on other Castrol motor oils. Price does not include state and local taxes or recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I love football. I've always wanted to do sports broadcasting. Oh, that would be such a cool job to have.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com, and we want you to know it's okay to look.
And he's running down the field. He's at the 10. He's at the 5. He's at the touchdown. I don't want to do that kind.
Her Match.com username is 2bits12, and you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the all-new Match.com for details.
Congratulations. The fact that you're listening to this means you've taken a giant step closer to surviving till your next birthday. Yes, you. Don't stop listening. Your life could depend on it.
James Patterson's Maximum Ride is back. Part Peter Pan, part X-Men, part Harry Potter, and 100% unputdownable. Read James Patterson's Maximum Ride. School's out forever.
Your life could depend on it.
Visit MaximumRide.com.
Paperback now in stores and online.
Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen. The list just goes on and on and on of the vehicles that they have. And it's a way for you to be able to get a ride, get a new car, and not have to take the economic hit that you would definitely take. When you buy a new car, you roll it off the lot, you take an economic hit. So let somebody else take that, the depreciation, and then you put the money in your pocket at Rockies. Get out there and see my friends Tom and Marv Al Shear. See Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, Jim Monroe, Johnny Mays. All the folks at Rockies will help you out. That's what they're there for. Check them out online. You can look at the inventory yourself at RockiesAutos.com, or you can get out there. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Check them out. They're right there at the corner of 63rd and Federal. You can't miss them. Rockies Autos, it's the best place to buy a car and the best place to save some money.
1, 2, 3, 4. Colorado's energy industry is humming. 70,000 jobs, $500 million in state and local taxes. Using responsible, environmentally sensitive practices to tap Colorado's energy resources. Our homegrown energy means a thriving economy, which is why people are asking the Colorado State Legislature and Governor Bill Ritter for a sound and sensible energy blueprint to guide us over the next decade. Some in the state capitol have gone in another direction, promoting a mishmash of bills that threaten to damage our energy economy. But we're optimistic cooler heads will prevail. Colorado's energy economy is just too important. State legislators like Senators Sue Wendells and Peter Groff have always worked for sensible laws. Ask them to do the same when it comes to Colorado's energy industry. With legislators like them and support from us, we can keep Colorado's energy industry on track. And the sounds of success coming. Paid for by the Colorado Land and Energy Alliance.
Just Brakes.
How much does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
For just $99.88, Just Brakes safety experts will install new pads and shoes on all four wheels.
All four wheels?
Yes, ma'am. Just Brakes also machines rotors and drums and inspects your brake system for any other problems.
Can't beat that. Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
Just Brakes.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Southwest Airlines is taking low fares to Tampa beginning May 4th. Southwest now offers a new daily nonstop flight from Denver to Tampa. Visit southwest.com today to book your trip to Tampa.
You are now free to move about the country.
Forward thinking in the morning. It's the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Morning. It's 7:51, 51 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, slight chance of showers, high today 59. 4 years since the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, and we're now headed into the fifth year of the war. And I'm just talking about your feelings and what's going on here and where we are at this particular point. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I met you right after the Jefferson Jackson dinner. A friend of mine and I just strolled up and invaded your space and said, howdy do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got to say, you look wonderful.
Oh, thanks. I'm closing in on losing 100 pounds now.
Oh, God, that's wonderful, Jay. You know, I've called a couple times, and my family's coming up on a year now since my nephew was killed, and you're right. A lot of people don't have any skin in the game, and those bumper stickers, when I see them, I'm like you. I wonder, who are these people, and why do they still have that? And I got to tell you, my nephew's parents still support the war. They support George Bush, and I believe that the reason they do is because that's the only way they can feel that their son died for something, that he didn't die, that his life wasn't wasted.
Yeah, they can justify what happened.
They can justify it, and I'll tell you what, I don't look for the day when the truth is so apparent that it just shreds the last piece of their hearts, you know? And that's a terrible thing. That's a horrible thing. And I watched Bill Maher, and he spoke a few weeks ago about the American people certainly have sacrificed a lot. We have sacrificed our civil liberties. And a lot of people, you know, you're driving down the street, and I look around me, and I wonder, do they think about this as much as I do, or am I just a freak? You know, are people so busy in their lives that they don't stop for a minute and consider what's happened to our country?
Yeah, I do think that they're, I think that it is two things. I think, number one, that they are busy. And I think the other thing is that they don't have a total understanding of how important things like the Bill of Rights really are. And they don't understand what happens when you lose those rights. And when those rights go away, how difficult it is to try to get them back.
Exactly. Exactly. It was a hard-fought battle to get them. And to turn anything around is always way harder than it is to lose them. You know?
Yeah. I think that's a lot of it.
I just can't understand when I see these Bush-Cheney stickers, though. I just think, why is that still on your car? How can you still trust this man? You know,
yeah, I have the same feeling. I look at them and I wonder, and I really would like to have a chance to sit down and talk to them.
Well, you know, I was looking on MSNBC's site this weekend, and there's this a photo place where you can look, and there's a story about this kid who went over there, and he was just, his face was melted, Jay. He has no ears or anything. And how, you know, he got married and everything. And there's a picture that just struck me. And it was a little girl looking at him like, oh, my God, what is that? What happened? And how many of these people are we going to see in the future? And then the injuries that we don't see, the head injuries, the emotional toll it takes on people. I am on this email list, a woman's group, and a woman wrote in this last week that her brother committed suicide. He'd been back from Iraq for, a year and a half, and he just couldn't bear it anymore.
There's a lot of that going around, too. I'll tell you something. I don't think they should have ever hid the caskets.
Never.
From public view. Chris, thank you. I got to run. Thanks.
All right, you go. Bye, Jay.
All right. Larry and Golden. Larry, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Yeah, Jay. I'm one of those people that's kind of conflicted because I almost think that I tend to get accused a lot of conspiracy theory because I believed and told friends before George Bush was elected the first time that an indicator of what kind of president that he was going to be was that he raised over $90 million for his election, while Al Gore raised something like $46 million. That money came from somewhere. That money, I believe, came from big business that knew that they were shipping jobs overseas. They shipped jobs overseas so that it would bolster his position of getting more people to go into the military. Big business always makes money off the military. I think.
Well, I don't think that's why they ship jobs overseas. I think they ship jobs overseas because they can get it done cheaper. That's why. And they always seek to get cheap labor.
You're right. So once they ship jobs overseas, where do they get money? They get money from us.
Well, because we buy those products.
We either buy those products or we give money to the government that they think is far too big anyway. The Dick Cheney was a perfect example. Right after the Supreme Court gave him gave the two of them the presidency, Dick Cheney came out on national TV and said, this recession that we're going into is not our fault. This recession is Clinton's fault.
Well, you don't do that unless you're trying to manipulate the market.
Well, you do it when you're a person who will not accept blame for their own failures. He's still living in this delusional world. Larry, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. We'll catch some news, and then we're going to talk about a South Carolina abortion law and see what you think about it.
Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1107.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Randy Rhodes, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZM, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. 4 years now since both the Saddam regime and the famous statue fell in Baghdad. Reporter Pete Gow, what's it look like now?
Furda Square, which was the scene of the quite dramatic pictures of the Saddam statue being pulled down 4 years ago, it now remains as it was before. It's still a square in the center of Baghdad. There is a new piece of architecture there where the Saddam statue was, almost like an abstract piece of art.
In Baghdad, 4 years since Saddam's government was officially tossed from power.
I've never seen it this quiet. There's just nobody about, although foot traffic was allowed. There's been nothing to commemorate the fourth anniversary.
But in Najaf, cleric Muqtada al-Sadr's supporters came out and they shouted peacefully, wanting U.S. forces to pack up and leave. On the White House South Lawn today, the annual Easter egg roll, and across from the White House, a few demonstrations this morning. Human rights backers, numbering about 20, have come to Lafayette Square. They've been holding their own hunt for make-believe cluster bombs. Some kids have grabbed up sand-filled balloons and colorful balls. In return, they're getting some licorice plus candy peeps and other treats. Those leading the demonstration claim kids are disappropriately targeted by cluster bombs in conflicts nationwide. Weapons on a larger scale, nukes. There is concern over whether Iran will be making those weapons someday. And in Tehran today, the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad marking that first anniversary of enriching small amounts of uranium. He claims Iran can now produce industrial-level nuclear fuel, enough to make 20,000 megawatts of power for peaceful purposes. Dial in some extra refund cash from Uncle Sam. Correspondent Dan Revive.
The IRS wants to give back $12 billion from the now abolished excise tax on long-distance phone calls, but over 20 million people, almost one out of three who filed their return, haven't noticed line 71, where you simply claim your money.
$30 if you're single. The biggest refund is $60 if you're married and have two kids.
Kevin McCormally of Kiplinger's Personal Finance. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
You might also want to go through your phone records from March of 2003 through July of last year. You could total up the excise taxes you paid, again, up to the limit of $60. You can't refund bad remarks. They were made last week on the Imus in the Morning radio show.
Why would I think then it's okay to go on the radio last Wednesday and make fun of these kids?
The Rutgers University women's basketball team. Don Imus said disparaging things about those players, and now on WFAN and across the country, he has apologized again. But
this is about the abusive, racist, sexist use of federally regulated airwaves.
Reverend Al Sharpton continues to call for Imus to be out. They will discuss things later today on the Reverence radio program. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 20 points. The NASDAQ is plus 3. This is CBS News.
Don't really
risk an important presentation by letting just anyone print it. Trust Office Depot for guaranteed on-time, high-quality, professional-looking documents. Our Design Print and Ship Depot can print almost anything and ship it almost anywhere. Just bring us your document or go online at OfficeDepot.com and let Office Depot lend you a hand.
Well, Office Depot!
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
I'm Corey Lopez with an AM 760 local news update. Aurora police have taken a woman into custody after the death of her 3-year-old daughter. Coroner's officials have not been able to determine the cause of death. They say results of an autopsy today were inconclusive. A Weld County teenager remains hospitalized after a deadly weekend crash. 15-year-old Jacqueline Alba Torres in fair condition at the Medical Center of the Rockies. She was in a pileup pulling a trailer with four others. On Saturday, on northbound I-25 near Meade, the vehicle fishtailed the pickup and trailer, jackknifed, and were broadsided by a semi. 36-year-old Andy Padilla, the driver of the pickup, was killed. His wife, their son, and Alba Torres were all hospitalized. Kids were all members of the Alameda High School Band traveling to the competition in Loveland. A Denver-based education group proposing ballot measures that would eliminate an oil and gas tax credit and use the money to pay for school buildings and the impacts of energy development on communities. The Donald K. Foundation filed four ballot proposals with the state, expects only one really to make it to the ballot. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. Dot Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And thanks, Corey. So far, right now, we've got our latest issue, westbound lane to the Boulder Turnpike. Looks like a multi-vehicle crash there, or possibly two separate crashes between 80th and Sheridan. So get ready for the slowdowns there. Move to your right. Looks like it's off in the left-hand lane. Crash activity as well being cleared out eastbound I-70 at Brighton. The one we had westbound 6, your exit ramp to Sheridan, not a major factor for you right now. Southbound 25 still struggling, though, across Thornton and North Glen. No major delays getting into downtown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, partly cloudy and warmer with late-day showers and a high of 60. Currently partly cloudy and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Land O'Lakes is the natural choice for wholesome eggs. When you want the very best for your family, try Land O'Lakes all-natural farm-fresh eggs. You'll really taste the difference. Land O'Lakes, where simple goodness begins.
Today's lesson, hard and easy. Saying goodbye to your John Deere push mower, hard. Hopping into John Deere's new EasyTrac zero-turn mower, easy. Deciding what's better, its maneuverability or speed, hard. Using the nimble two-levered steering system, easy. Letting your son use your new EasyTrac because he should do some work. Hard. Finding him something else to do because you earned this sweet ride. Easy.
Visit JohnDeere.com to find a John Deere dealer near you.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Six minutes after eight. Jay Marvin. And it's good to have you along. High today is going to be 59. We've got a slight chance of showers, although it looks pretty nice out there now. And at least it's going to be warm, which is better than it was over the weekend. Good Lord. It was cold, wasn't it? It was cold Saturday and it was cold yesterday. And we couldn't do figure eight motor racing Saturday night.
And it's like the city forgot how to drive in the snow. Did they forget what happened in December? In January?
Well, just because you saw two people spin out on the ice and have problems. I didn't. I was out driving around Saturday night.
Well, a lot of cities were on accident alert all weekend as well.
Well, of course. But I didn't encounter anybody. I was okay. It's all a figment of your imagination, John.
I think the south side of town was a little worse than downtown area.
Yeah, but I was out south.
You had to go down to the Springs this weekend, didn't you?
No, I was here. I was here, down here in this area.
Well, I'm talking south of here.
Center.
I'm talking south of C-470. There's like a line. There's a weather line that I like to call C-470. And there's weather that's north of C-470, and it's completely different than what happens south of it.
No, okay. Well, it wasn't that bad where I was. Anyway, it was bad, though. You know why it was bad? I'll tell you why it was bad. Because it was overcast. It was cloudy. It was spitting a mixture of ice and a little bit of snow. And it was a mess. And I don't know about anybody else, but, man, I am ready for springtime. Let's bring that springtime on. All right. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and I haven't made any mention about this all morning, and I should. We're going to have, at 9:30, Alan Combs will be here. Alan has a talk show, and it starts tonight here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Alan does a good job as far as talk radio goes. He's a nice person, too, and I met him. I met him back in 2004 at the DNC in Boston, and his show will run Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to midnight here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And then before us, coming on at, what, John, 5 a.m., I think? Is it 5 or is it 4? I don't know, because I don't leave the house. Well, it's, no, 4, because it was on this morning at 4, so I do know that. And I was, because I was leaving the house a little bit after 4, Bill Press, who's great, is on now before us. So we welcome both Bill Press, and we'll talk to Bill on Friday. We welcome Bill onto the radio station, and we welcome Alan. And we'll talk to Alan coming up here at 9:30. And Alan is on Fox. You know, he's on that Hannity and Combs show as well, Foxaganda, which I never watch, so I won't ask him about that. But I have heard his radio show numerous times, and it's damn good. And Alan doesn't pull any punches. And he's kind of an eclectic, quirky kind of guy. And I like that. That's what makes good radio.
And he worked at WNBC.
Well, so what? A lot of people worked at WNBC.
No, I know. It's one of the great stations out there on the East Coast.
You don't want me to say what I'm thinking, do you?
you don't like it. One of the big flagship stations.
Yeah, but you know what, though? With the exception of Imus working there at one time, who's now in trouble, of course, over his comments about the women's basketball team. With the exception of Imus working there, the radio station itself basically sucked over the years and didn't do that well. That's why NBC unloaded it. Okay. Let me get on to something else. I've had this story now for a couple of days. And I thought I would put it out here and see what you thought about it. At 303-713-7600, I firmly believe in a woman's right to choose. Now, I think abortion and the idea of abortion should be something that is very, very rare. But if a woman decides to do that, I think that she ought to have the ultimate say-so on that. I also have said this to you before when it comes to this topic, that at times I think that maybe men, particularly men without children and men who are not involved in this, who are sitting on the sidelines, and I notice the people that pick at this abortion clinic near where I live, they're always like older males. And you know, I want to ask them, like, do you have any kids? And if you do, who carry the majority of the burden here, you or your wife? And I think that men are pretty far removed from this at times. But there are always people out there who are looking to get around Roe versus Wade. And they're looking to get around Roe versus Wade one way or the other. And this story fits into exactly that category. And it seems to me that what goes on here is we get hemmed in by all these folks' proposals. Okay, you want to cut down on abortion? You want to cut down on unwanted pregnancy? And by the way, it was falling. Under the Clinton administration. You want to cut down on that stuff, which I heard Rudy Giuliani on CNN trying to grab credit for that by saying, well, you know, when I was the mayor of New York, abortion was falling. America's mayor, not my mayor. That was going on around the country, and I don't think that that had anything particularly to do with anything you were up to at that time. But you talk about sex education, and you talk about contraception, and you talk about anything to prevent pregnancy, and what you'll get is from people is you'll get, no, we can't have that. We can't have sex education in the schools. We can't have contraception. I mean, they go on and on and on about this. And then, when a woman becomes pregnant, and a lot of times that woman is by herself, and she makes a decision not to carry the pregnancy to term, then she's condemned for all kinds of stuff. And we get into these debates about, well, when do you think life begins, and blah, blah, blah. And I have never heard so many men talk about this in all of my life. Now, granted, talk radio has a tendency to draw a lot of males to it. But you get a lot of men talking about this. And to me, in some ways, this is really a woman's topic because it really involves women. Well, South Carolina has come up with an idea on how to make it just a tad more difficult for a woman who is seeking an abortion. There's a law in South Carolina, there's a bill there, that requires doctors to show women seeking an abortion an ultrasound image of their fetus that could be declared unconstitutional. And it could be interpreted as forcing an unwilling patient, the state attorney general told the legislators in a letter, forcing an unwilling patient to accept the procedure, which would be considered to be unconstitutional. Attorney General Henry McMaster, told the Senate committee a couple of weeks ago that he supports the bill and that he thinks that the bill could be challenged in court. He said, in my opinion, it would be illegal and improper for the state to force a person seeking an abortion to view an ultrasound against her will. And this guy's a Republican. The bill already passed the state house and is being considered by the Senate, and it would require a woman seeking an abortion to get an ultrasound, something usually done already to verify the fetus's age. It would also require that the ultrasound images be reproduced and reviewed with the mother by a doctor or a technician. Now, suppose we had this kind of a law introduced here in the state of Colorado. Would you favor it or would you be against it? And I would definitely be against it. Because I think there's only so far you can go with somebody, and then you can't go any farther. And while I say I'm for a woman's right to choose, think about this. How can you morally justify forcing a woman or anybody to see these things against their will, and you get to a point where people just won't, I mean, they made up their minds. I mean, you're not going to sway them. So I'm interested in what you feel about this. I think it's a total and complete waste of time. But once again, see, it's another way to try to chip at and or slow down or get in the way of a woman's right to choose in regards to what she's going to do with her body and with what's going on with her. 303-713-7600. So, ultrasound, requiring a woman who's seeking an abortion to see ultrasound.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car. Why not make it easy? Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs. All right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed. Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Of Pearl Street Mall. Don't wait to check it out. Go to 1505pearl.com to learn how you can have the best of Boulder.
Boy, that sounds great. I wouldn't mind moving in there. 819, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. If you're a homeowner, here comes the mortgage store once again with another great rate for you to take advantage of. 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate. You heard it right. The mortgage store is offering for a limited time only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed rate with a 5.53 APR. Call the mortgage store right now. 303-423-7171. And if you act quickly, you call now. You can defer your next two house payments. If you have an adjustable rate mortgage coming due, your house payment is going up, maybe by the hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of the special 5.25% 30-year fixed rate offered by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171, the mortgage store, offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday, too. It's fast, it's easy, and maybe tax-deductible. At only 5.25% on a 30-year fixed mortgage, they guarantee to save you money. Call the experts at the mortgage store, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they are, without a doubt, the guaranteed pros.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
I can't agree more, Ed. As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Join AM 760 and rock the earth for an Earth Day celebration. Denver's own local musical talent, Rob Drapkin, will perform live at the Hard Rock Cafe downtown Sunday, April 22nd from 4:30 till 7:30 p.m. Spend Earth Day with some music, fun, and a chance to win prizes. Log on to am760.net for more information. It's an Earth Day benefit concert Sunday, April 22nd. Earth Day with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
My own two hands. 8:22 minutes after 8 in the morning. Slight chance of showers, high today 59. South Carolina has an ultrasound bill, and it's causing questions. Would you take a woman who decides that she doesn't want to carry her pregnancy to term, that she chooses, for whatever the reason may be, to have an abortion. And in South Carolina, they would take the woman and they would make her see ultrasound images of the fetus. And do you agree with that idea? Or are you like me and you're against it? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Damien in Henderson. Damien, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Fine. How about you?
Good, good. I just want to make a quick comment about South Carolina abortion law. It seems a bit irrelevant because the woman knows she has a baby inside of her, and it just seems more of a scare tactic and a piece of taxpayers' money.
Well, the idea would be to try to convince her or to try to win her over to the idea of not going through with it.
Right, but the ultrasound, what does the ultrasound really have to do with that? I mean, they can sit down and talk with her, but why give an ultrasound? I mean, she knows she's having a baby. That's why she's going through with the abortion.
Well, the thing that gets me about it is, wouldn't this be the same thing as introducing ideology and some degree of religion into the medical arena?
Yeah, I mean, that's really not it shouldn't be the doctor's prerogative to interfere in that decision. If it's a legal procedure, I mean, he shouldn't say one way or the other, and it seems like the state's kind of forcing their hand.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I don't think that it's a doctor or a nurse's place to sit down and engage in that kind of behavior with a woman who's in there for the reason of seeking to end the pregnancy, because that obviously comes from an ideological and a religious viewpoint, and I don't think that belongs inside a doctor's office.
Right, and you don't see plastic surgeons counseling their patients if they're having too many, or maybe you shouldn't have this done. I mean, it's almost in the same arena.
Well, that's very, very true.
Right. That might have been a little bit off topic, but...
Yeah. I don't know, because I've never gone through plastic surgery, so I don't know what plastic surgeons do.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know what the deal is with them.
Right.
But when I have it, I'll let you know. All right, man.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You bet. See ya.
All right, bye.
Let's go to Pete in Longmont. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, is this...
Yeah. Yes, you are, Pete.
Sorry. I think this is clearly a case of legislating morals, like you said. And I think that if we're going to do this to young women who have, thinking of having abortions, we should also consider showing potential soldiers in the recruitment offices pictures of dead people on the battlefield and see how they feel about that and whether they want to go through their next career.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's something you're right. That's something you'll never get.
Right.
If you go to a recruiting station, and, of course, we don't spend a lot of time anyway. In this country, I don't think, really delving on that subject. That's why last hour when I was talking about the Iraq War and about the fact that we're sitting on the fourth anniversary of it, I object to the idea that you and I and the rest of the American public, we can't see caskets.
Yeah, well, we don't see anything of the bloody Iraq battlefield at all. And that's another thing that we really need to wake up to, and they did a much better job during the Vietnam War of actually showing us what was going on there. And, I think that's one of the reasons why people are a little bit oblivious is because, they've just got they don't really know what's going on over there.
Well, that's government. Government restrictions have a lot to do with that. But I back on this topic, I mean, I go back to the same ground. I mean, I'll cover the same ground I covered with the last caller. This is obviously an ideologically driven point of view. It's not a medical point of view, and it's introducing ideology into the doctor's office. And why would you want to go through that?
That doesn't make any sense to me either. It seems like trying to legislate morality. People saying, okay, you can do this if you want to, but after really looking at the fact and, look at that cute little fetus, do you really want to go through it? It's influencing, trying to influence people through legislation who are in a vulnerable position to begin with, and it's just unfair.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the, and when you go to a doctor, I don't know about you, but I mean, I feel most of us, but I'm almost sure you would agree with this. When you go to a doctor, you go there in order to get an honest, good medical opinion, not get an opinion and or have to go through a situation where they're going to infuse it with ideology. Like, to me, what difference does it make if your doctor is Democratic or Republican, is or left or right, as long as your doctor's a good one,
yeah,
and doesn't try to, like, you know, rain the stuff down on you?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you just want them to do their job and do it well, and not trying to influence you to do something that you don't want them to do.
Yeah, exactly. Pete, thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right. I don't think I've ever gone to a doctor. I don't think I've ever had a doctor who ever tried to go through a whole ideological thing with me. Unless we were just discussing the world in general. And unless the doctor would ask. Or would say something like, well, I was driving into work and I heard you on the radio and you were talking about so-and-so and I don't particularly agree with that. And here's why. That's one thing. But to sit there and say, well, you shouldn't have this procedure, you shouldn't have this done. And I'm sure not every doctor in South Carolina is going to do that if this bill were to become law. But I bet you a lot of them would, and that's not their place because that's not what you go to them for. And who wants to go to a doctor or take your daughter or whatever the case may be and go to a doctor and have that doctor sit there and philosophize with you and give you a lecture about morals and the value of human life? 8:30, it's 8:30 here on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. We'll take more of your calls coming up. So everybody hang on. Right now, let's go to Gina and get a look at traffic.
Thanks, Jay. We've had problems boulder bound on the turnpike. A couple of separate wrecks. They're now off on the right shoulder right near Sheridan, but we still had traffic really jammed up. Right from Federal as you head out of town all the way up to Sheridan, so just be prepared for that. Semi-crash now involving a couple of cars on Quebec at I-70. Of course, we still have southbound 25 struggling out of Thornton and North Glen, as is southbound 225 at the DTC. Good news up in the high country, Loveland Pass is now open. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with late day showers and a high of 60, currently fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tonight on Altitude, the Denver Nuggets are home as they battle it out with the Los Angeles Lakers. Coverage begins at 6:30.
Millions of people with allergies have gotten Claritin Clear with Claritin D and found powerful, non-drowsy relief from their worst congestion and sinus pressure. But there's something else we need to be clear about. You'll now find Claritin D at the service or pharmacy counter. Still no prescription needed. Either way, just ask for it. Non-drowsy Claritin D relieves your worst symptoms, even congestion, fast. Nothing works stronger, faster, or longer. Live Claritin Clear. Among non-drowsy oral 24-hour OTC allergy products. Use as directed.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? Thousands of Coloradans are in your situation, and thousands more have called Colorado's foreclosure prevention hotline for help. Call toll-free 1-877-601-HOPE to get free advice from a local nonprofit organization. Trained professionals will help you with your options at no charge. You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the foreclosure prevention hotline, 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc., and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
This just in, breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Sherentz. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Will you be able to stop it in time?
Fortunately, overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
And you can compare rates instantly online.
Join the fight to save yourself hundreds on auto insurance.
Get your fast free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Tonight on NBC, after a thrilling all-new Deal or No Deal, Hollywood's funniest comedians will do something they've never done before. Walk into a scene with no script, no rehearsal, and no rules.
Thank God they're here.
Just one goal. be funny.
Describe the mood down here.
Well, there's nobody left living, so it's pretty calm.
The ultimate improv showdown with television's funniest stars. Thank God you're here. After Deal or No Deal, 8, 7 Central, all new NBC Tonight.
Go now, and we'll give the first 50 callers 3 days, 2 nights, hotel accommodations in Vegas.
Repeat the number again. Can you one more time to make sure everybody gets it?
877-88-GO-NOW. That's 877-88-GO-NOW.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is incredible.
It's great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you in Vegas.
This promotion is sponsored by Tahiti Village.
Stop harassing creditors now and get your finances back on track. Attorney Stephen Birkin has over 20 years' experience in helping consumers overcome their debt. The new bankruptcy laws are complicated, and you need someone to ensure your best interests. With bankruptcy, you can put an end to garnishments, foreclosures, repossessions, and abusive calls. In many cases, your credit scores will improve after filing. Call Stephen Birkin today for a free consultation. 303-623-HELP. That's 303-623-HELP. Proud member of Troubleshooter.com.
Live, local, and progressive.
The Jay Marvin Show.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Who's to say what's impossible? They forgot. This world keeps spinning and with each new day.
All right, it's 8:34, 34 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hello to my friend Angie Piccioni. Angie, I love you. Run, baby, run. Okay. We're talking about the South Carolina ultrasound deal, this ultrasound decision. And it's not a bill yet, but the idea that a woman who became pregnant and then wanted not to take that pregnancy to term would have to sit there and look at ultrasound images. Like that's somehow going to change her mind. And that's what I think they're hoping to do here. Elaine and Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
2 points. First of all, I feel that this is treating a woman like a child who doesn't know her own mind, who hasn't made a decision. And it reminds me of the movie A Clockwork Orange. How are they going to make her watch these ultrasounds? You know, remember the scene where they're making him watch pornography and they pry his eyes open with those claws?
Right.
A real graphic scene. It kind of makes, it kind of brings that to mind if they're going to make her, force her to watch, to see an ultrasound. Were they going to use that same procedure?
Well, I mean, that's one of the things I've thought about. Suppose the young girl or the woman doesn't want to see it, goes in there and closes her eyes and refuses to look at it. What are they going to do about it?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah, and I don't know of any other procedure that you can make, force someone to have against their will.
You can't force anybody to go through any kind of medical procedure against their will.
And an ultrasound is a medical procedure. I mean, that's what it is. Having had many in my life, having 3 kids, I know it's a medical procedure. So I just, it's plainly unconstitutional, and I hope, I mean, they don't waste any more time discussing this. It's just ridiculous.
I'll bet you, if I had to bet money, I'll bet you that they'll pass it.
Well, they probably will. But I hope they take it to court, because it's clearly unconstitutional. I mean, it's obvious, because you can't make someone have medical procedures they don't want to have.
There are people out there. There are people out there who don't get it.
Well, there'd be people out there who'd want all people to have all kinds of medical procedures.
And I'll tell you something. I think there are a lot of men out there who don't get it when it comes to women, and particularly this subject.
Well, let me tell you. In my basic feeling is there are two types of people who are quote unquote pro-life. There are some who, because of their religious beliefs or whatever, sincerely believe that it's murder, and I respect those people. I don't agree with them, but I respect them. They want to take to the streets or to stand up for what they believe. But there is also a large portion of these people who want to control women, and this is the best way they can think of to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're definitely into getting a hold of a woman's reproductive rights and definitely being able to control it. I don't think there's any question about that. And, Wayne, thank you. I appreciate
the
call.
Thanks a lot.
All right. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Stuart in Colorado Springs. Stuart, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Good day. I love your show.
even though you make me scream and at my radio half the time. And I'm going to go on the opposite side. I mean, I would be in favor of this measure, just because, you know, from an analytical point of view, trying to keep it there, this is information that I think a woman needs if she's going to make a qualified decision. Now, I'll tell you, I'm pro-life. I do have a bias, and I don't want to, I guess I just wanted to be honest about that. And I have a person in my life who's had, you know, she had three abortions. She deeply regrets them. And you know, with this information, she may have made a decision that she doesn't regret now.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with the idea that you look at this from another perspective. Of course, the idea of characterizing yourself as being pro-life, and that those of us who would favor a woman's right to choose as not being pro-life, I think that that's wrong, because just because I favor a woman's right to choose doesn't mean that I'm not for life. As a matter of fact, I'm all for life, and what I see a lot of times is that, and I'm not saying you're doing it, okay, so don't say like, well, Jay is saying it about me, because I'm not. But there are a lot of people out there who will tell you they're pro-life, but the problem is they come up very, very short once that life begins. Then they don't really want to have any kind of involvement in that life. And there's nothing wrong with having your point of view. I totally and completely respect it. However, I would ask you, do you think that your point of view or my point of view or anybody's point of view should be introduced into the medical arena when you've got a woman who goes to a doctor to find out information about this and to possibly get the procedure done, whether the procedure is motivated out of economics, whether the procedure is motivated out of the desire not to want to have a child for emotional reasons or whatever those reasons may be. Do you think that it would be right to introduce an ideological point of view into that discussion?
Well, I'd have to say no. And this is where this bill is going to get into problems if I'm a doctor, because I would be in favor of a doctor just saying, well, you know, here's the facts. This is an ultrasound picture of the fetus. This is information that I, by law, have to give you, and leave it there, and not give. Part of me would want.
Yeah,
to
but say, you know that. But you know that that's not going to happen.
Exactly, and that's the fallacy. That's one of the bad points of this bill, is that doctors are going to have to make moral decisions that up until this point they haven't had to make, and that's where I think this bill, I don't think it'll fly. I agree with you on one hand, I think it'll be passed, but I think it'll be brought to the Supreme Court, and I don't know which way, it could go either way in my mind. And I do agree with you that, and just because I don't know what else to call myself but pro-life, because that's the catchphrase, and I do appreciate you, you know, I believe you're pro-life too. It's just, let's cut to the chase and use the quickest definitions that I can.
There's nothing wrong with that, but there is this struggle for definition and the struggle to define people, and I just want to be really extremely, extremely careful about that. Stuart, thanks, man. I got to run.
All right,
take care.
You too.
Let me go to Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, I, you there?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Okay, you know, you're sitting there talking about, you know, being against their, you know, the Constitution and all this kind of stuff, and making people, these women, look at the ultrasounds. You know, choice should be made before she goes and spreads her legs. You know, before that baby is conceived. And, you No, instead of after the fact. And what's wrong with teaching morality to our children? Instead, you know, marriage is supposed to come before sex.
Well, ma'am, you know, there's nothing wrong with teaching people morality. But I would say to you that if you know anything about human nature, if you've ever been around and you've ever seen what's going on in people's lives, many times these things happen without the benefit of planning because sex can be a very spontaneous thing. That's number one.
Right. If she's going to go out and have sex spontaneously, then she should be on some sort of birth
control. What does the word spontaneous mean?
It takes 30 days to...
No, that's not what I asked you. What does the word spontaneous mean, ma'am?
Spur of the moment.
Okay. Now, if it means spur of the moment, why do you attach the phrase onto that if she plans? Spur of the moment means you don't plan.
She plans to be sexually active.
How about if she has no idea whether she's going to be sexually active or not?
Well, if you're old enough to go out to a bar or whatever, or you're dating a boy at school.
Okay, yeah. That's right. So every woman who goes to a bar and every woman who dates a boy is potentially sexually active.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, is it really? Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, what statistics do you have to back that claim up?
Huh?
Huh? What statistics do you have to back that claim up?
I don't have statistics.
Because we don't need any statistics. You're absolutely right. We can claim anything we want to claim, and we don't have to back anything up.
Why is it that, you know, it's okay to use abortion for birth control, but it's not okay to go on birth control before you go out and become sexually active?
No, you know what's not okay? I'll tell you what's not okay. It's not okay to call up here and try to make the statement, the blanket statement, that every woman or girl, depending on the age of what you're looking at here, because even somebody who's a 21-year-old female would be a girl to me, to call up here and make the statement that they are all going to bars and that they are all going to go out with men and that they are all going to be sexually active. That is a statement that you just made that you can't, that's a statement you just made that you cannot in any way, shape, or form back up.
If you're going to be
Are you going to realistically tell me that that every woman who goes to a bar, that every woman who goes out with a guy is going to be sexually active?
I didn't say that.
Well, you didn't qualify it.
I said if
you didn't qualify it, you just made the statement.
If you are going to be sexually active, then use birth control instead of abortion after the fact.
Does birth control fail?
Occasionally, yes.
Okay, then what do you do?
I don't have the answers to everything.
But you're advocating it, so if you don't have the answers to it and you're advocating it, then what's the follow-through here?
When a woman walks into an abortion clinic because it's inconvenient to have that child.
Well, I don't know. Do women do that? Have you ever talked to a woman who's had an abortion
and they tell you that they did it because it was inconvenient? I had a sister-in-law who had an abortion. There was a Baptist.
What was her reasoning?
There was a Baptist minister's
What was her reasoning?
I don't know what her reasoning was.
Well, then how can you, how can you make a statement about convenience when you don't have any, you can't even give me one example of somebody you've talked to who's gone ahead and done it because of convenience?
Let me finish my statement. There was a Baptist minister in that clinic at the same time that was in for her fifth abortion who had five children telling a little 13-year-old girl that it was fine.
What does that have to do with what we're talking? That has nothing to do with the question I just asked you. The question I just asked you was, do you know of women who have said to you, oh, yes, I have an abortion because having a baby is inconvenient?
She had her abortion because she was going through a messy divorce, was seeing somebody else, and got pregnant by the other man.
Okay, so
that's why she got the abortion.
So be it. But did she have the abortion because she told you that having a kid having a child would be inconvenient?
Yeah, because it would have really messed up.
Inconvenient on what grounds? Economically?
No, because of the messy divorce that she was going through. She didn't want to lose her other two kids.
Oh, okay, all right. Let's just say what you're saying is true. So there's one example of one woman. Now, don't you think in any group of people that you study,
how about the Baptist minister that had been in there for her?
How about it? Did you talk to her? Did you ask her her reasoning?
I was not at the clinic.
Oh, you weren't there? How do you know the story's true?
Because I believe my sister-in-law.
Well, listen. I've got people in my family who tell me things, and it turns out not to be true either.
You know, like I said.
But even if you got two, even if you got two examples there, even if you have two examples there, those two examples, would you say that those two examples are representative of women who seek abortions?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you make a decision based on two women out of how many women are there in the United States?
You know,
that makes sense.
The choice should be made before conception,
okay,
not
right.
After conception.
Of course it should be. But there are a lot of women who are not in that position. Nor are there a lot of men, by the way, P.S., nor are there a lot of men who bother to think that stuff through, and they have no problem getting the woman pregnant.
That's where morality comes in.
Oh, is that morality? Is that morality or human nature?
Well, you know what? When I was growing up, morality was the rule. You know?
So what are you saying? Morality is not the rule now?
That's correct. When you're going out and having,
you know what? You know what? You're absolutely. You know what? You're absolutely right. Morality is not the rule. I point to the president and the vice president. I agree with you. Thank you for the call. Traffic with Gina.
Biggest issue is still for westbound lanes of the turnpike. We had a couple of separate wrecks there. They were clearing off the highway right near Sheridan. Both are off on the right shoulder, but we still have some slowing past this and, of course, behind it through the Westminster area back to Federal. We have a crash now involving a semi and a couple of vehicles. It's on Quebec at I-70. Possible slowdowns eastbound I-70 right now around Chambers due to another problem with a semi there. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy and warmer with some late day showers and a high of 60, currently fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Bring your memories to King Soopers. Get 4x6 digital prints made in just an hour for only 15 cents each.
Stargate Command, this is Atlantis.
For every dark force,
I will watch you die.
There is light.
Success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts.
For every gate,
we will do our best to stop them before they reach Earth.
There is a new beginning.
Let's do this.
Joe Flanagan stars in...
I'll be walking the park.
Stargate Atlantis. All new episodes. Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So you're looking for a used car, but it all seems so confusing.
Why not make it easy?
Go to CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs, all make and all model, right on your screen. And right here in Denver. All with special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are we've got what you're looking for. For and at a great price. It's easy. CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
I've done a lot. I was an art director. I had an internet website. And then I became a yoga teacher.
You've always wanted to know who's on Match.com. And we want you to know it's okay to look.
Then I started teaching people cooking, moved to India, taught yoga, taught cooking.
Her Match.com username is LaSerene7. And you can email her right now. Go ahead. We guarantee if you don't find someone special within 6 months, we'll give you 6 months free. Visit the allnewmatch.com for details.
Driving 100% of the time. That's why Allstate now offers accident forgiveness. Part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Sign up today and your rates won't go up just because of an accident. Consider it extra protection from all the distractions of modern life. It's time to make the world a better place to drive. That's Allstate stand. Are you in good hands?
Get Allstate Your Choice Auto Insurance today. Call a Front Range Allstate agent or visit Allstate.com. Accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. Patent pending. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. This is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchette from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchette?
I can't agree more, Ed.
As a physician, I know that preventing illness is the most valuable thing I can do. Everyone over 50 should have a colonoscopy. However, 60% of us don't. As a result, colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer death. Virtual colonoscopy is quick, requires no sedation, and allows immediate return to normal activities. In addition, virtual colonoscopy can detect some cancers outside of the colon, as well as other problems such as abdominal aneurysms, kidney stones, and gallstones. And the cost can be less than half the cost of conventional colonoscopy. If you've not had a colonoscopy, call Front Range Preventive Imaging at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Don't know what to do next? You'll want to work with a company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-748-IDEA. InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company that has helped secure more than 10,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-748-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-748-IDEA. That's 1-888-748-4332.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got J. Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Now, I'll have all of you know that John Turk and myself, J. Marvin, we have never, ever voted on American Idol, but we intend this week to vote for Sanjaya. 8:54, 54 minutes past the hour. 20% chance of slight showers and a high of 59. And we'll ask Gina about that at 9:30, if I remember, that you should vote for Sanjaya. All right, we're talking about the South Carolina ultrasound bill. And let's get back to the phones. Here's Nancy in Lakewood. Nancy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I think so far so good. It's Monday, and I'm not fond of Mondays, but...
Who is?
I always think if they made it Tuesday, then I just wouldn't be fond of Tuesday, so we'll live with it.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Here's my thought on the whole thing. I want to know if they're going to make every man in South Carolina that wants a vasectomy look at a picture of an ultrasound, or several pictures, or thousands of pictures.
I think they should ask. I think they should require young men to look at those pictures
before they go out.
before they become sexually active.
Yeah, I just think if they're going to ask women to do this, they need to ask men to do this.
Why is the burden, the whole burden about this whole childbirth situation, why is it always put on women and not men?
I think if you ask a woman's going to say because they are the main caregivers.
Yeah, but it takes...
But I don't think that's true. I know men who are house moms.
But it takes two to...
That's right.
To have this happen. Right?
Exactly. In which case, are they going to show men who want a vasectomy several thousand pictures of ultrasound babies?
How about men who don't pay their child support?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with them.
Well, I do. Put them on honor farms.
Put them where?
On honor farms. I don't know. But you show me a man who doesn't pay his child support. And
it makes no sense to me.
I mean, that's really... You know, that's sick. Don't you think?
I do. However, the flip side is if he wants nothing to do with the child and the mother wants nothing to do with him and is happy with that whole arrangement, that's their business also, isn't it?
Yeah, unless she turns around and turns to the state.
Right.
Then it becomes our business.
That's right.
So, yeah, if she's got money on her own and doesn't have to worry about it and can provide everything that's needed, fine, I definitely would go along with that. But if you say, no, I don't want anything to do with you, of course, then again, people would say, okay, but wait a minute, Jay, what happens if the guy is abusive? What happens if he's, you know, basically no good?
Then I would hope that the programs that the state provides and the government provides are there.
See, so within about a 45-second time period there, I talked myself into it and then out of it.
I was right there with you.
So I'm a flip-flopper. I love you, Nancy. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to Dan in Denver. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, man.
Hey, I just I caught the last little bit of that last lady that you talked to, and I just wish you would have reminded her that none of the pro-life groups out there are advocates of the use of birth control.
That's very true.
Yeah, none of them, you know, have any literature that they give to anybody or anything. It's all, you know, it's all or nothing with those guys.
Yeah, that's very true. You're right. Well, that's where they try to take people and box them in.
Sure.
So they don't give any women any kind of a viable out. They're against birth control. They're also against sex education as well.
Totally. They confuse the issue by making a personal choice into a societal choice. I think that's definitely wrong.
Yep, I do too. Dan, great, man. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right. Coming up, we'll go to open phones here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and then we got Alan Combs coming up at 9:30. So stick around.
AM 760 is online at am760.net. Check out your favorite hosts, Progressive News, Traffic, Weather, Ski Report, and listen to AM 760 live. Courtesy of the National Ballet Academy of Denver. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk on am760.net.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your small business can now have a big range of health insurance plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance. Even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 8,000 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 1/1/07.
AM 760 Progressive Talk. Broadcasting in HD. And online at am760.net. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. In defiance of the international community, Iran's president says his country is moving full speed ahead in developing its nuclear program. More from CBS News reporter Larry Miller at the Foreign Desk.
That response when Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad announced that, in his words, from today, Iran is among the nations that can produce industrial-level nuclear fuel, insisting its nuclear technology will be used for peaceful purposes to produce 20,000 megawatts of power to be used in industry and agriculture. Ahmadinejad said Iran will defend its rights to continue with its nuclear program and will resist what he referred to as bullying powers who want to prevent this for political reasons. Larry Miller, CBS News.
On the fourth anniversary of Saddam's fall, tens of thousands of Iraqis marching peacefully in Najaf, calling for U.S. troops to leave Iraq. As Pete Gow reports, the demonstration was called by Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr.
They want the Americans out. They want the Americans to be out of here before this time next year, so next year they can celebrate a unified and liberated Iraq.
It's happening again at Guantanamo. This time, 13 prisoners are refusing to eat to protest conditions at the detention center. Commander Robert Durant says these men are being force-fed with tubes through their noses.
We do not wish to let anyone hunger strike to death in our custody, so we do involuntary feeding to preserve their life, and it's neither a painful procedure, and most of the hunger strikers are at or near their ideal body weight.
This is the largest number of prisoners being force-fed since early last year. Despite an outcry from some, Florida's manatees may not be listed as an endangered species any longer. Live to Orlando and CBS's Peter King.
Nick, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says the population's up for the past 5 years, so the manatee is no longer on the brink of extinction. Spokesman Chuck Underwood says the classification would change, but
the protection level doesn't change at all.
The Save the Manatee Club says it's worried that Florida's powerful boating, fishing, and housing industries will be able to get those protections relaxed. Executive Director Pat Rose.
If it became necessary, we would certainly
fight this out in court.
The Fish and Wildlife Service says if approved, the changes would be months or maybe even a couple of years away. Live in Orlando, Peter King, CBS News.
The early spring blast of wintry weather is playing havoc with Major League Baseball. Let's go live to CBS's Dan Revie.
Play snowball. That's all they could do in Cleveland Saturday and Sunday. Attempts to play doubleheaders wiped out by snow. The Indians and the Seattle Mariners will try to play two games today. There's talk of shifting some games to the West Coast this week, and statisticians note that in the first week of the new season, the average number of home runs was 1.8 per game, down 25% from last year, blamed on the cold. Nick?
And checking Wall Street at this hour right now, mixed picture. The Dow is ahead 8 points, while the NASDAQ is down a fraction. This is CBS News.
So the other day I got to thinking about my Buick, why I liked it, why I bought it, and I gotta admit, it's all about looks. That's right, the looks it gets, the looks I get driving it. I mean, I'll drive by a mirrored building just to check us out. And when it comes to keeping it that way, to help keep me feeling about it like I did the day I brought it home, I take it to my Buick dealer, cruise into the Goodwrench service lane, and ask for a multi-point inspection.
I can't stop thinking about it.
They'll do 27 different checks in all, from checking tires, fluids, and mechanical stuff to help keep my Buick running as good as it looks, to checking the windshield for cracks so my Buick will always look as good as it runs. The thing is, if it needs a little work, I'm cool with that. Sometimes it takes a little work to stay good looking. Good Wrench. It's the perfect wrench for your Buick. Only at your Buick dealer.
I can't stop thinking about it.
Brought to you by Aetna Small Business Solutions.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez in for John M. this morning with your AM 760 local news update. Two people hospitalized after a three-car crash in Aurora. It happened early yesterday morning. A 1990 GMC truck hit a 1999 GMC truck on I-225 in Mississippi. One of those trucks then crossed over into the northbound lanes and collided head-on with a 2001 Geo Prism. Thousands turned out for the 18th annual Easter service at Coors Amphitheater. Attendance much less than in previous years, though. Organizers say it was the first year church members actually had to sit in the snow, and sunrise services canceled at Red Rocks due to the icy conditions inside the amphitheater. Gas prices jumping 18 cents the last 2 weeks, with unleaded regular averaging nationwide $2.79 a gallon. Trilby Lundberg, surveying prices twice a month, says there is a wide variation in prices.
There's been such gyrating around and a roller coaster up and down, especially in the Midwest, that the positions of the cities is even more erratic than usual.
Here in the metro area, regular unleaded, $2.69, a little lower if you look around. That's up 28 cents, though, from a month ago. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. Westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike still jammed at 80th. Had a couple of separate wrecks that were moved off on the right shoulder, but I would expect possible delays there as far back as Federal. Crews still clearing out a semi-crash involving a couple of vehicles on Quebec at I-70. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, partly cloudy, warmer, late day showers, high of 60.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-722-9020. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-722-9020. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now. 1-800-722-9020. 1-800-722-9020.
Good morning. 906, 6 minutes after 9. AM 760 Progressive Talk. Hi today. Going to be 59, slight chance of showers, although it looks pretty nice out there right now. And coming up at 9:30, we're going to talk to Alan Combs. He's a nationally syndicated talk show host. And also, he is he's the counterpart to Sean Hannity on the Fox News as Hannity and Combs. And he's a brand new addition to the AM 760 lineup. He's going to start tonight. And we had Bill Press start this morning. So we'll talk to Alan. And he's really a nice guy. And I met him back in 2004. And we'll welcome aboard AM 760 on Progressive Talk. So it's nice to have him along. All right, it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let me read a couple of quick instant messages here. And I got kind of a handicap today in that, and this is the second time in a row I've done this. Somehow I hurt my my wrist or my hand. And it was also right around this time last year, too, that I did this. And so I can't really, and it may be from using a computer too much, a keyboard, but I can't really answer, I can't answer any of the emails. Because I spend sometimes 2 and 3 hours in the afternoon trying to answer people. So I'm kind of paralyzed this morning. This is from Paul. Jay, to respond to the lady that said teaching morals would stop people from having sex, that didn't seem to help the Catholic Church and their problem with priests having sex with boys. Has anyone ever argued that abortion laws might violate the separation of church and state clause? Most people pushing for anti-abortion laws are basing their belief on religion. If the government supported that, it would be, in essence, be supporting a religion, which was the point I was trying to make to Stuart in Colorado Springs. And, Paul, I agree with you 100% that what you're doing is you're taking religious philosophy, and under that South Carolina situation, you'd be introducing that into the medical practice. And I don't think that's the place for that to happen. This is Will. Morning, Jay. The woman who just on was driving me a bit nuts with her insistence that they should have thought about that before she spread her legs. Sure, they should have. And Cheney should never have shot his friend in the face. Anna Nicole should have never swallowed the last handful of pills. And W should have never been allowed to invade a sovereign country. But the fact is that these things did happen, and now they need to be dealt with. And what is her answer? To essentially punish both the woman and the child, not to mention the cost to society, since that is such a case for the people on the right, hardly a moral approach, is it? She still has a lot of anger and needs to get to the root of it before she goes around thinking she can decide things for others. She seems to have an issue with her sister-in-law and should deal with that. Have a great day. That's Will. And here's Jen. Boy, Jay, I have lots of thoughts about this, being a woman who has had numerous and painful, both physically and emotionally, miscarriages, as well as made the choice to have an abortion, all as a woman between the ages of 35 and 37, so it's not just young women anymore. In my miscarriages, I wish I could explain the difference in the pain between having it aborted and doing it naturally. After experiencing the natural way of having my miscarriage and the incredible pain that comes with it, I chose to have the other ones aborted. I can't imagine not having that option. Although there was a hospital in my area that refused to do the procedure, I was referred to a wonderful one that would each time it occurred. The slap in the face after the miscarriages was receiving a large bill for not only the ultrasound to discover that my baby does not have a heartbeat, but also for the procedure to remove it from me. We have insurance, and it still is very costly each time. Who's paying for these ultrasounds the conservative non-abortion folks are wanting to enforce in South Carolina? Just a snippet of my world and my soapbox for the day. And that's a really good point, because they're always telling us how government, there should be less government. So in this case, wouldn't that be injecting more government into the situation? 303-713-7600, and anything you want to talk about is okay with me. Let's go to Deborah in Arvada. Deborah, you're on. Good morning.
Okay.
Hi.
I think this would fall under cruel and unusual punishment. You know, the women that I know that have had abortions, they're not ignorant, bar-hopping, drunken, whatever. You know, they're college-educated, and the decision to have an abortion was never taken lightly by the women I know. And for the moral people to shoot. I'm a moral person, but it doesn't mean that, you know, I'm not pro-life or whatever. But the women I know, that they were all it was a very difficult decision. I think sometimes the men, too, in these women's lives get kind of a bad rap. I don't know any men whose partners have gone through this who didn't care, who took it lightly. You know, I've watched them shed tears, too. And these people just need to get real about what this is. And when my kids were growing up, they asked me, what did I think about it? And I said, just do whatever you can not to be faced with that decision, because it's such a hard, hard decision to make.
You know what stuns me? Why do these people feel, a lot of these people feel, that women want to do this and that they derive some kind of pleasure or joy out of doing it, and that they don't suffer from and go through emotional trauma making the choice, but maybe they feel that they don't have any choice. I mean, the few women that I've ever met that would ever openly talk about it were in situations where they didn't have a choice.
Well, I think it's easier for people to bash the women that are going through this by lumping them into an ignorant, drunken, you know, slot of humanity, rather than saying, you know, these are, you know, intelligent women. The women that I know that have made that choice, they know what it looks like, you know, in the early stages, and they're smart women. They're not stupid. But if you can lump it into the stupid, you know, 10 kids already kind of a mentality, then you can openly stand up and say, oh, it's wrong, you know. And I'm not particularly, you know, thrilled that it is a choice. But these people have to realize that it's not an easy choice. You know, it's devastating, and they do live with it the rest of their lives. And I've seen them shed tears 20 years later, you know, over it. And it's not an easy, you know, non-thinking kind of a thing that the women do, or the men in their lives that are involved with it. You know, they're not, you know, on poverty level and already on welfare. I don't know any of those. I don't know any woman, no woman in my life who ever made that choice.
Well, I think it's really hard to make broad-based statements about who does and who doesn't. And what I find fascinating is, on one hand, there are a lot of people in this country who really object to and do not want the government involved in their lives. But on the other hand, when it comes to this subject, then suddenly they want the government there. They want the government to be in the driver's seat, and they'll rationalize it away by saying, well, it's murder.
Government aside, though, take it right down to a personal level, which is where things always begin, is at a personal level. You know, I challenge the people who are who are spouting out about kids and abortions and all of that. Tell me what you're doing in your community to help bring up, you know, the children. You know, it takes a village. And
well, because a lot of those folks don't believe that. A lot of those folks are under the idea that we are all and should be islands unto ourselves, and that no one deserves any kind of a helping hand, and that if you can't make it, then tough, you should just fail.
Yeah, it's ignorance. It's standing back, you know, with a long white robe on a great big pillar and, you know, telling everybody else how they ought to be. And I think, you know, they're lucky that they never had to be, you know, faced with that decision. You know, any of those kinds of decisions that are difficult. You know, what really, really irritates me about the people who say that they're pro-life and anti-abortion is that another caller said it, you know, we can't, okay, there's no abortions, but nor is there any kind of birth control.
No, or
you can't have a call.
No, and they wouldn't favor sex education either.
No, not any kind of education about it, you know, and it's just a sweep the reality under the carpet, you know, and not look at it.
Well, it gets back to this whole thing of my way has got to be your way, or you can hit the highway. I mean, that's basically where they're coming from. Deborah, thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right, thanks. Bye.
You bet. 303-713-7600. Here's another instant message from Eric. Jay, my hunch is the South Carolina ultrasound law is a red herring. If I'm right, the South Carolina Senate won't pass it. It will become a ballot initiative and will bring out the one-issue voters in 2008 who will not be fired up to vote otherwise. I hear both Edwards and Obama will do very well there in 08 if Fred Thompson does not run. This is how the Republicans play. Great job with Governor Dean last week. Thanks, Eric. And thank you, Eric, for that. And you could be right about that, too. Because I've often wondered if these single issue type of situations, such as gays and abortion, guns, these things that have been used in the past, I wonder now, with as much going on and as much going wrong as we have going wrong now, I wonder if any of that's going to play. I wonder if any of that's going to work.
Stargate Atlantis. Enter the gate and get in the game. Discover how you could win 2 VIP tickets and backstage passes to see the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus live in concert. Enter now by logging on to www.stargateatlantis.com and following the instructions for your chance to win. Stargate Atlantis, Fridays at 9 on Sci-Fi.
No purchase necessary. See rules at StargateAtlantis.com. Begins 3/30/07 through 4/23/07. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 years and over. Void where prohibited. Winner must travel. Responsible rated case.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-922-1503. That's 1-800-922-1503. 1-800-922-1503.
We're tired. We don't get the sleep we need, and as a result, are drugging ourselves at night to fall asleep, or we over-caffeinate just to stay awake to get through the day. Now, let me ask you something here. Are you one of the millions of tired Americans always trying to wake themselves up instead of finding a better way to sleep? Are you depending on caffeinated products to make it happen? Have you ever noticed all the energy drinks and caffeinated stuff that you can buy these days? Caffeinated beer came on the market a few years back, and recently someone figured out how to caffeinate even donuts. Now, do you eat this stuff trying to stay awake? Well, if you do, there's a better way. And that better way is a Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort. It can help you cure that tired feeling. It's clinically proven to give you a more deep sleep. And I think I'm a pretty good example of that. We have a Select Comfort bed, and I've had it now for 9 years. And we really get a good night's sleep on it. At the touch of a button, the Sleep Number bed adjusts the firmness to the relative pressure and gives you a more deep sleep. And my Sleep Number has now gone down to about 75, and I may lower it even more down to 70. It relieves pressure points that traditional mattresses can create. You can toss and turn less and get a deep sleep that your body so desperately needs. The comfort of air means your body and your back are supported without stiff metal coils that create unfortunate pressure points. With air chamber technology, these pressure points are reduced, meaning less tossing and turning, and a better sleep experience. So you can cure that tired feeling and take control of your sleep with simply a visit to the Select Comfort store nearest you. And we've got Select Comfort stores located in 11 major malls, including Foothills Mall, Cherry Creek, Belmar Mall, and the brand-new locations at Southlands Mall and Northfield at Stapleton.
Here's the thing about college. It's expensive. I've got enough money for first semester, but second semester? Yikes.
Coming up short? Listen, if you need money for college, just call College Loan Corporation. We've got the student loan you need to help pay for college expenses. And after you're approved, you could have your money in as little as a few days.
Our son just started college, but we're already having trouble covering all the expenses. We need some help.
Textbooks, classes, room and board, we can help you get the loan you need to pay for it all, even a new computer. To find out how much money you can get, call 1-800-900-3496.
My scholarship money covers my tuition, but as far as housing goes, I guess I'll just sleep on my friend's couch.
Coming up short? Don't sweat it. Call College Loan Corporation for fast, friendly service. Find out how much loan money you can get to help pay for school. For free information, call 1-800-900-3496. It's the smartest call you can make. That's 1-800-900-3496.
Making progress before you get to work with Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
But it sounded like Freddy's Dead. Yeah, there you go. It is super quiet. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9. Slight chance of showers. High today, 59. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And it's open phones, 303-713-7600. Alan Combs coming up at the bottom of the hour. And John and I were just talking, since it's open phones, we can get into any of this. John and I were talking about this off the air, the fact that, and I do not watch this show. And the only thing I know about this is because Oberman on Countdown keeps bringing it up. So I know it's going on. That's this guy on American Idol, this guy Sanjaya, who keeps winning despite the fact that the judges would like to bounce him off the show, right? But the public keeps voting for this guy. What is it about this guy? Why are people voting for this guy? What's the point behind this unless they're trying to... Unless they're trying to stick the show. Unless they're trying to put one over.
I think that's exactly the point, is they're trying to... I mean, they're trying to... Like, there's the website, voteforthewurst.com. Howard Stern is pushing it. Now there's tons of talk show hosts across the country. There's, you know, pushing the Vote Sanjaya thing every week. And, you know, like last week, he wasn't even in the bottom three of voting. And so a good singer gets kicked out every week. And yet he's still standing there, and it's become quite a joke because Simon Cowell, who, you know, produces the show and is the main critic, he basically doesn't know what to say after every Sanjaya performance. He just sits there and says, "I can't comment on your vocals anymore. Let me try something different this week." It was incredible, and so everybody's voting this Sanjaya kid in, and they're trying to ruin American Idol.
Won't he just become another William Hung?
Well, William Hung didn't win American Idol. He never even made it through the auditions.
Yeah, but he got a ton of attention.
Well, I think there's, I don't know American Idol enough, but I believe there's a record deal in place if you win American Idol.
Yeah.
Did you mention if this kid put a record out?
Well, yeah, see, I don't know that much about him. I don't know. I mean, I've told you this before. One of the reasons why I don't watch that show is because I don't particularly care for the music that's on the program. And I've only seen little snippets of this guy sing. I've never sat there and listened to him do like a whole performance. So I don't even know what that's like. And 6 months to a year ago, I was extremely critical about reality shows. But you find reality shows on TV that are not only interesting, but they're also extremely funny. Like, I found another one. Mary and I found another one that we started watching because somebody here in the building turned me on to it. Driving Force. Have you ever seen that one?
I've not seen that one.
That one is hysterical. I mean, it's really good. That's about the drag racer, John Force. And he's got three really good-looking daughters. And they're all into drag racing. And this guy's like a huge character. By the way, he's going to be here, I think, in Denver. And I think it's going to be in July he's going to be here. And somebody here just said, hey, man, check that out. Give it a look. And we did. We did. And now I find myself, and Mary, too, we're hooked on it. We're hooked on this guy, struggling with his daughters and his family and his life. And he's extremely, extremely compelling. But I've never even sat through an American Idol. I don't know anything about this guy, Sanjaya, other than the clips I've seen on Oberman.
You want to hear some?
No, I don't want to hear some.
Let me just play 20 seconds for you.
No, we're not playing 20 seconds of Sanjaya.
And you tell me if this guy belongs in the top 8 of any kind of Idol contestant search.
No, you know, you can't judge off 20 minutes. I mean, or 20 seconds. Is the guy like a showman? Is he?
Well, this may be his best performance, and it's pretty horrible.
All right, play it.
Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night. Girl, you really got me now. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't think it's that bad. Well, he's covering like an old.
This is British Invasion Week.
Yeah, British Invasion Kinks tune, isn't he? I mean, how many people are making money around the country working at like Disneyland, Disney World, and bars and stuff singing this stuff?
What's so funny is like
it's
when
not that good,
him.
But it's not that bad.
It's horrible, Jay. Come on.
You really got me down. You got me so I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, yeah, you really got me now.
But how many people had top 40 hits? How many people had top 40 hits that couldn't sing? Or they really weren't that good. But they got the right material. Yeah, I don't know what the answer is there. 9:29, 29 minutes after 9. Okay, Gina.
Yeah.
You watch this show.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, real quick. God. Okay. What is the deal with the Sanjaya guy?
It's exactly what Turk said. There's a group out there that wants to just slam American Idol.
So, in other words, I should vote this week for Sanjaya?
If you hate American Idol, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Get in with the Howard Stern group.
Well, all right. Then I guess I will. No, I'm not going to vote. I don't think he's that bad. I don't think he's that good, but I don't think he's that bad. But most of the people I've ever heard on that show aren't that good.
Oh, but, you know, if you watch the show, the people that are being voted off are a lot better than he is. So.
Would you be mad, Gina, if Sanjaya won American
Absolutely.
Idol?
Absolutely. It would be such a travesty.
Travesty?
Yes. He doesn't deserve to win.
Oh, what's wrong? Don't you believe in democracy? All right, it's 9:30 here. I mean, ask yourself, could we have had American Idol and Sanjaya under Saddam Hussein in Iraq? I rest my case. 9:30. Let's check traffic with Gina. Gina?
We're doing pretty well. We have had a pretty big backup along westbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike approaching Federal. That was due to earlier collisions, but it looks like it's starting to shake loose, so it's looking a lot better for us now. Southbound 25, still the usual slow pocket between I-70 and Spear if you're trying to head toward downtown. Weather today, partly cloudy. Looks like it'll be warmer with some late-day showers, high of 60. Currently, fair and 38. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
At Reunion, Brookline, Berkeley, Lennar, Morrison Homes, Richmond American, and Shea Homes are all helping us build a...
Hey, Emily, what's wrong?
These corns are killing my feet.
Ouch, I've been there.
Getting rid of them has been a huge pain.
Oh.
No pun intended. I keep using my corn remover over and over, and will this ever end?
Calm down, Miss Melodrama. I used Dr. Scholl's corn removers. It only took me 2 treatments, and my corns were history.
2 treatments?
Yeah.
That's fast.
Yep, there's no easier way to remove corns quickly.
Dr. Scholl's corn removers are the only ones clinically proven to remove corns with as few as 2 treatments.
Deb, if my feet could talk, they'd say, thank you.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance.
Time-wasting auto insurance is trying to take over the world. People are wasting free time just to take care of their auto insurance.
Is everyone affected?
Not Esurance policyholders. They're doing fine. That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
How will this battle end?
Time-wasting auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance. Take that.
Make it your mission to save time and money on auto insurance. Get your quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drills?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-6151. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-6151. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-6151. That's 1-800-441-6151.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cards and electronics.
Research shows that drug education will help prevent kids from experimenting with drugs. So inform yourself and your children. Don't let your kids get their drug education on the streets. A message brought to you courtesy of Sanchez Mechanical. For quality professional work in heating and air conditioning installation and repair, call 287-9084. Mention this ad and get 15% off any system. Call 287-9084 for Sanchez Mechanical.
You're listening to the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk and AM760.net.
Good morning, 9:34. It's 34 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of showers today. High of 59, and that chance about 20%. AM 760 Progressive Talk this morning. We started a new lineup this morning before we came on, or I came on. I don't know why people on the air always say we, but before I came on, Bill Press was on, and tonight, Alan Combs, my buddy Alan Combs, who is a nationally syndicated talk show host and does a really great job, I think. He's going to be on tonight, starting at 9 and running through midnight, and that's Monday through Friday. And he's decided to get up early in the morning this morning and be on the program. Alan, good morning and welcome.
I'll be on only tonight. I'll be canceled by tomorrow, but thank you very much for... First of all, Jay, let me thank you. I understand your influence had something to do with me being on, so I appreciate that very much.
Well, I pushed to get you on, and one of the reasons why I did, I remember a show you did once where...
Once.
Not once, but there was this time I was listening. And, man, you were into it with this guy, Ted Rawl.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows what the hell ever happened to him?
Makes me look like Hannity.
Yeah, he does. I don't have any clue where he is, but, man, you guys were
like... He's a cartoonist, for the most part. He still does a syndicated thing, but he keeps getting canceled from places. You know, he makes Ann Coulter look normal. I mean, he's really out there.
Yeah, he is, and you guys really got into it, and I thought, you know what, Alan? Yeah, man, step on him. And you were doing it.
Yeah, yeah. See, some liberals don't like me because I don't always... You know, guys like that sometimes are so crazy... Then he wrote a column recently saying I wasn't really a liberal. So, I mean, what do you got to do? Do you have to be a Marxist? I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Well, you know, I have people do that to me, too. I have people get on my case about that, too, that I'm not, you know, that I'm not left enough. But people who are out there and are really, really left like that, they're impractical, don't you think?
Well, you know, the point is you want to get, I mean, I'm a Democrat. I'm a liberal first. I'm a Democrat second. You want to be reasonable, and especially in talk radio, you want to reach the widest audience possible, and you don't want to be a nut job, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I think most people fall somewhere moderate to even left of center, maybe a little right of center. I don't think most people are whack jobs on either side, but this guy was, you know, I don't remember what we argued about, but, you know. I mean, it's a kind of left-wing craziness that calls Bush a Nazi and stuff like that, and unless you walk that line, you're somehow not liberal enough. And that, to me, that's not liberal. That's just crazy.
those terms like Nazi and fascist and things are too broad, and they're too overused, and they're too easy, and they're too simple.
On our show, we have a no-Hitler rule. The minute you use the Hitler analogy, you've lost the argument.
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. I definitely feel that same way. Now, let's get a little sketch here, a little history.
Yeah.
How long have you been doing radio?
It is sketchy. I've been doing radio since I was in high school. I mean, I've been in radio much longer than television. In fact, Hannity and I both come out of radio, and I've been a radio personality almost all my life. I mean, it's what I really do, and it's. As you know, Jay, it's a great medium, and unlike television, you have a level of intimacy in this medium that you don't have in other media, so it's tremendously fulfilling, and our show is extremely interactive. We take a lot of phone calls. We're very involved with our audience.
That's great.
We probably take more calls than any other show that I know of.
That's great. Now, were you one of those typical radio guys? Did you work all over the country?
Well, mostly the East Coast. I grew up on Long Island. I grew up listening to New York radio. I always wanted to be in the number one market. But I started, my first job was at a small station in Rhode Island, so I really did pay my dues working in small little places. That was my first full-time job, my first real job getting paid to be on radio when I was a sophomore in college. And I was going to Ithaca College in upstate New York, and I had a weekend job. I got a weekend job in Albany, and I had to take a bus from Ithaca to Albany. I was underage, so my mother had a co-sign for me to rent a car to get to the radio station, which was up in the Voorhees Mountains, far from known civilization, and by the time I took the bus and rented the car and got, it cost me $25 a week to have my first paid job in radio. So,
oh, wow.
But, you know, it's worth it. You know, you don't do it for the people think, you know, you do it for the glory or for the money, but neither actually is pretty much apparent usually ever in this business. So,
yeah.
You know, you do it out of love and passion for what you do.
Because
you've worked in a number of places, you've had great success, and but you do it because you love doing it.
Yeah, that, and I'm not capable of doing anything else.
That's me neither. I don't know what else. I don't sing, I don't dance.
I mean, yeah, what are we going to do?
I'm Jewish, so I'm not good with my hands.
Yeah, me too. So
I can barely screw in a light bulb, so I don't know what else I can really do for a living.
Yeah, what would we go do? That's the big question. What would you go do?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's by default, really.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, I got to ask you this.
Here we go.
Why did you say that?
I don't know. I just have a feeling.
Do you have a feeling? Okay, then you ask the question. Let's see if you can read my mind.
I don't know. Something about Fox and
me. Yeah, you bet.
Go ahead.
Okay, but I'm not gonna. But I'm not gonna like. No, I just want to know what it's like because I've been in this same situation. Okay.
Yeah.
What's it like to go in there every day and it's you, and then there's everybody else?
Yeah. Well, as you know, a big liberal detector goes off when I walk in the building. There's a big alarm that goes off the minute I walk in. Combs is in the building. Be careful. See, that's the myth about Fox News. I mean, there are a lot of liberals who work there. Of course, they're not let out of a closet, but they do work at the Fox News channel.
But there's got to be like, you know, pictures of George Bush and, you know, conservative books laying around. And
well,
you got to get jibed every once in a while because, I mean, that happens to me.
Well, you know, basically they scan my mail to make sure nothing from Noam Chomsky shows up.
Yeah, right.
But, people always ask me about this. But, you know, quite frankly, I am the only really self-identified liberal on the air there. And, frankly, that's more fun. I'd rather be the sore thumb on the otherwise beautifully manicured hand just another beautiful finger. And I don't think I ever put it quite that way. But it's more fun being the odd guy than just another one of everybody who thinks like everybody else. So, quite frankly, I think I have a unique and quite enjoyable position it's counterintuitive, but I really enjoy it.
So it doesn't bother you?
No, I welcome it. I'd rather be the one guy saying the thing that nobody else says. I mean, isn't that why we're in talk radio in the first place?
Yeah, but I got to confess to you.
Yeah.
It gets sometimes, not so much here, but other places. Sometimes it would be extremely difficult.
Well, you know, the great thing about talk radio now is we're now on a progressive radio station. There are stations that are progressive that do appeal, but hopefully we appeal to a broader audience than just progressives. And there are niche audiences. You can kind of find what you want, which is really, the way the business is going. I think it's great that, you know, we can say the things we want to say and not be put in jail.
Yeah.
And we have the freedom to do it, and it makes my job very entertaining because many nights on Hannity and Combs, I am the only, you know, we have a lot of conservatives on our show. We do put liberals on, but I think we probably put on more conservatives. But that's more fun for me. It's just like on talk radio, it's more fun for me to debate or talk to someone I don't agree with than simply talk to people who are going to agree with me all the time.
Yeah, I like talking. I like getting it on, too, with people who don't agree with me, and you can, you know, put some passion in there.
I think that's a more entertaining conversation than you're more right, you know, it's just or more left, as the case may be.
Yeah. 9:42, 42 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The show starts tonight at 9, and we're talking to Alan Combs, and he'll be on tonight 9 to midnight, and that's every weeknight, Monday through Friday. All right, let's bounce some stuff off you here real quick. Trying to link 9/11 and Iraq together again. You know,
so
that,
crazy. Which,
yeah,
he did that last week. And
yeah,
he did it the same day an intelligence report came out, basically denying that was the case. What he talked about was a guy who was in Iraq, but did have no relationship with Bin Laden. And then once we invaded Iraq, decided to call himself Al Qaeda of Iraq simply to use the name. And, you know, Cheney's either lying or he doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But I can't believe he's that stupid. Or does he think we're stupid and we're just going to believe anything he says? This is the same guy who said during the last election, vote for the guy we're going to get nuked. So, you know, he's got no credibility. He comes off as nasty. I resent terribly this idea that because I don't agree with him, I'm less patriotic or don't love my country as much, or because I want the soldiers home tomorrow, therefore I want to lose in Iraq. I think we won. We should declare victory and leave. The fact is, there's a new government, there's elections, there's a constitution, which, by the way, defines it as an Islamic regime. So I think we should declare victory and leave.
Yeah, I have to agree. I have to agree with all that. I'll tell you something else too. I'm so tired of these folks thinking that they own patriotism, and that they own the American flag,
sure,
and that they own all of this stuff, and that they make us out to be cartoon characters. I'm really, really, really sick of it. And, you know, we love this country as much as anybody else does, and patriotism belongs to all of us, and the flag belongs to all of us. And they seem to act as if it's their piece of personal property to use when they feel like using it.
Well, I think they own religion, they own ethics, they own responsibility,
yeah, exactly,
they own morality, they own family values. And all that's a bunch of bunk. You know, I often quote Thomas Jefferson, who said, dissent is the highest form of patriotism.
Right.
And I think more and more Americans are getting restless with this idea that the Cheneys and Bushes of the world are somehow the arbiters of our values. And they see more and more with the Tom DeLays and with the Gonzaleses and with the lying and with the things Cheney says that is exactly the opposite. And that these are the worst people that have ever run this country in my lifetime. And it can't be too soon before they run out of town on a rail, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. All right, one more. Alberto Gonzalez, do you think he lasts? I don't think he does.
No, I don't think he lasts. I don't think he can. There's too much pressure. Even Newt Gingrich this past weekend called for Gonzalez to resign. I think that's the last nail in the coffin. You know, the idea that Bush hires people out of loyalty rather than out of competence, like appointing Harriet Myers to the Supreme Court. Gonzalez, who one might remember years ago in Texas, got George W. Bush, when he was reporting for jury duty, not to have to report a DWI.
Right.
So Gonzalez has great loyalty from Bush and vice versa, and that's why he gets these gigs. He was the president's personal attorney, but as attorney general, he is the attorney of all the people of the United States. His job is not to protect the president, but rather to protect. Don't forget Janet Reno, when she was attorney general, did not act always in Clinton's best interest by, for example, expanding the investigation to look into his sex life. Gonzalez would never do such a thing because his loyalty is to Bush more than it is to the American people. And that's wrong.
Yeah, I agree. And it seems like all of these positions are all stacked up with people who are loyal or are somehow politically connected to the Bush administration. Like, for instance, the woman who becomes the federal prosecutor in Minnesota, and two of the staff attorneys there,
right,
demote themselves. They basically say, you know, we've had enough.
Right.
And she has, like, no background at all.
Yeah.
In prosecution, but she gets the gig because she was involved in Bush's campaign.
Right, right. You know, this is the guy who said, I'm going to be a uniter, not a divider. His best friend in Texas was Bob Bullock, the Democratic head of the legislature, but he didn't bring that sensibility to Washington. He has destroyed any kind of bipartisanship or mutual feeling in this country. He's missed every opportunity to bring this country together after 9/11. And it goes on and on. It gets worse and worse as time goes on. This guy's got a bunker mentality. I'm talking about Bush now, where he couldn't even throw out the first pitch in the baseball game this year.
No.
I mean, even this is the second year in a row he hasn't shown up because he's afraid of probably being booed in front of, you know, millions of people.
Boy, what do you think happened to him between being governor of the state of Texas, which I know people there who have told me that even back then, you know, the governor's kind of had kind of a weak position in the legislature, kind of a stronger position, and that even back then he was kind of goofy. But what happened to him between then and now?
Maybe being president of the United States made him so self, you know, maybe he just, you know, it's a pretty good gig. It's pretty, a lot of pressure there.
That is.
And especially after 9/11, maybe he just felt he couldn't be the same person he was as governor of Texas. I don't know. But don't forget, even as governor of Texas, when people complain about Obama and people who aren't that experienced, a one-and-a-half-term governor of Texas at the time he started running for president in a gubernatorial weak state constitutionally, as the Constitution of Texas is written, the guy didn't have much experience. He had a bunch of failed businesses. Don't forget, when he ran the Texas Rangers, he raised taxes in Arlington, by the way. So, I mean, this guy has failed in everything he did, practically, and then he becomes a governor of a constitutionally weak state for governors, and that what qualifies. If his name wasn't George Bush, he'd never be president.
Yeah. I mean, we wouldn't be in this mess, either, that we're
right.
in,
right.
which is going to take years and years and years to fix all the stuff that has gone on here. But we will. And
we're going to get hit again. We know what's going to happen when we get hit again, because every terrorism expert says we will. They're going to blame Democrats. They're going to say, if only you'd listen to us. If only you had more of a Patriot Act. If only you did what we wanted. If only we stayed in Iraq. Because ultimately, they're setting it up. They're going to blame Democrats for everything. It's going to be Clinton's fault, I'm sure, again.
Oh, yeah, either that or you can be like Dinesh D'Souza and go back to Roosevelt.
Right.
Try to pin it on him.
I think Millett Fillmore is responsibility for much of what's going on.
That's right. Alan, good to have you on,
Thank
man.
You so much, Dan.
And
thank you for everything you've done to help me get on there, and I'm just delighted to be a part of your lineup.
Oh, man, we're delighted to have you, and we'll bug you again. We'll have you back on again.
Please do. I'd love to come back.
All right. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks very much.
All right. There's Alan Combs. Starts tonight at 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good guy. 949, 49 minutes past the hour. Open phones underway here at 303-713-7600. And Gina has gone off now to try to disable all of the telephones to make sure that John and I do not try to vote for Sanjaya.
Travesty.
Yeah. To ruin American Idol. So we'll get a... We'll get a look at traffic here with Sanjaya Morgan.
Jay, things are loosening up nicely on the highways right now. A little more room on I-25 as you make your way across the downtown area through the bridges and around the Tech Center up north through Thornton and North Glen. Much better now on both sides of the highway. Decent speeds on I-70 on both sides of town. Around that I-70, 225 interchange, things are moving through there up to speed. No worries, southbound 225 as you make your way down to the Parker stretch and park at I-25. Wide open on both sides of the highway for you. Off the highway in the downtown area, though, look for delays at 6th and Spear. Pedestrian hit by a car there, so watch for emergency vehicles responding in that intersection. Weather forecast, partly sunny, some late-day showers, high of around 60. Partly cloudy tonight, low 35. Windy and 55 for tomorrow. Right now, it's 52 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
For your auto, home, and life insurance needs, call your local shelter agent or find a shelter agent near you on the web.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere. So, your kid's heading to college and you need a reliable used car.
Why not make it easy?
Visit CheaperUsedAutos.com. The selection is incredible. Over 800 vehicles just a click away. Cars, trucks, and SUVs all right here in Denver. Check out the great selection of low-mileage program vehicles, many with remaining factory warranty and special internet pricing. Before you waste your time running all over town, check us out. Chances are, we have what you're looking for at a great price. It's easy. CheaperAutos.com. Best car prices anywhere.
Price includes 4% down payment at 8% APR over 30 years.
If you could own a home for $199 a month, would you do it? Because the government and private banks are liquidating thousands of homes right now. Homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed for as little as $199 a month. For a list of foreclosures in your area, call BNI at 1-800-844-1134. Homes of every shape and size are being liquidated right now. To find foreclosed homes and properties in your area for as little as as $199 a month. Request a listing from BNI today. Call 1-800-844-1134. If you can afford $199 a month, you can afford to buy a home. But you can't afford to wait, because these homes are being liquidated immediately, many for as little as $199 a month. For a list of homes and properties in your area, call 1-800-844-1134. Find out what $199 a month can get you by calling 1-800-844-1134. 1-800-844-1134.
Kidding about this. Maybe. Not only can you defer those house payments, but the other thing is that, you know what? If you've got one of those rates that jumps up and down, you're facing probably a big increase, and the mortgage store can save you hundreds of dollars a month. So take advantage of this special 5.25 30-year fixed rate offered by the mortgage store. 303-423-7171. The mortgage store offers the best rates with no unnecessary fees. There's no application fee, no out-of-pocket closing costs. They're open evenings till 8 and Saturday too. It's fast, it's easy, and it may be tax deductible. At only 5.25% on the 30-year fixed mortgage, we guarantee, the mortgage store guarantees, to save you money. So call my friends at the mortgage store. They're the experts. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. The mortgage store, they are the guaranteed pros.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Man, I love these old power tools.
Really?
Carried me through many a project.
You know, the Home Depot has an instant discount on new ones.
Man, I hate these old power tools.
Time for an upgrade? An instant discount is how to make it happen. $35 to $500 off throughout the tool department. But hurry. After April 11th, that's it. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only on purchases of $199 to $2,000. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect, and don't wait till the night before the test. AIA, good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Jay Marvin, voted best talk show host by Westword Magazine on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Oh, is this Santa again? See, I don't like this kind of music. So, that's why I don't watch the show. But I know there's a lot of people out there who do, because the times that we've brought up American Idol on this station, a lot of people have called up and said they're into it.
You know, they bring in, like, all these former celebrities like Diana Ross, Tony Bennett. Wouldn't it be cool if they brought in, like, Bob Dylan, you know, and have everybody have to do a Bob Dylan tune? Or would that just ruin Bob Dylan?
I don't know if Dylan would do that.
I don't know if he would either. I think that'd be pretty sweet, though. You know, they've had, like, Queen. They've had so many different artists come on there.
Well, that's not the original Queen. Freddie Mercury's dead.
Yeah, of course. But the remaining band members came in.
Yeah, but that's the remade Queen. So, 9:55... 55 minutes past the hour. Slight chance of showers. High today, 59. Yeah, that's not the original Queen. And I always get this letdown feeling when I see some of these bands that are advertised, and you know that they're missing original members. I mean, for the most part, in my opinion, you can't really cover that. You can't really get away with it. Now, the Rolling Stones do it, obviously, because Brian Jones is not there and hasn't been since 67, 68. And Bill Wyman retired, seems like now, a long time ago. But what was that, 5, 6, 7 years ago maybe he gave it up? So they've been able to get away with that. They've been able to pull it off. But people seem to be okay with the idea that the Rolling Stones are Mick Jagger, Charlie Watts, and Keith Richards, and they've accepted pretty much they've accepted, what's his name? I can't think of his name now. Ron Wood? Woody? Ron Wood? Yeah. They've accepted him. So he's been able to meld in there pretty good. But a lot of these groups, you find out that they're missing key members. And they're still out there on the revival circuit, or they're still out there playing. And then you read about them, or you go show up, and it's not the people who were with it originally. Don't you have kind of like a letdown feeling about that? I do. Okay, could the Doors, and they tried with two separate groups there. They tried with two separate groups of people and got into a legal hassle over the whole thing. But can you be the Doors without Jim Morrison? See, I don't think so.
Yeah, I didn't see that tour. It'd be interesting to talk to somebody who actually went to that concert where Ian Astbury was the lead singer for the
right.
Doors.
Right, I mean, that's not Jim Morrison. How can you pull that off?
I think Val Kilmer could have done a better job.
Well, maybe so.
And then he sang all the songs in the movie. It was great.
Yeah, and then if you go to Las Vegas, you'll see like a lot of these doo-wop groups and stuff, these groups from the 50s and the early 60s that are there. And they're using the name, but if you go through and look at who's there, it turns out that it's not the original people. It's other people that are doing it. And they're just using the name, or they've acquired the rights to the name. And that always bums me out. All right, we made it through another Monday. Thank you very much. Don't forget, Alan Combs starts tonight here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And we'll inflate this thing and try to make it float again starting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. 59 degrees today. Let's hope it makes it. Get out there and enjoy it. And don't forget.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry.
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230. 2-3-0.